Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Randy, off the internet.
No, come on, leave me alone. Sharon, I got stuff to do. I got to see my credit rating, and I got to send an email to Nelson and check out Foley's vacation photos.
You don't have to do all that now. You can do one more thing, and then it's bedtime.
One more thing.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Whoever this person is, he has played World of Warcraft nearly every hour of every day for the past year and a half. Gentlemen, we are dealing with someone here who has absolutely no life.
Paul Perillo.
Come on, Kelvin. Tell him I'm not fat. I'm just big bone. Tell him all the stories about how everyone in your family was big as a child and then groomed their bodies.
Oh, sweetie, those were all lies. You're just fat.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm a pretty bad kid.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I stole the head off a statue once.
Andy Hart.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. That's like this one time when I didn't like a kid, so I ground his parents up into chili and fed it to him.
Eric Scalavino.
I'm not going to be confused anymore just because you say I should be. My name is Butch. I'm 8 years old. I'm Butch Habbo, and I'm bi-curious.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
What?
You've been on your computer all weekend. Shouldn't you go out and socialize with your friends?
I am socializing, Hart. I'm logged on to an MMORPG with people from all over the world and getting XP with my party using TeamSpeak.
I'm not a Hart.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. That was a great open, Doc. Doc?
He must not have produced it.
That was a great open.
True story.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Good to have new opens.
It is. About time.
You know, keep the listeners interested. All right.
Especially South Park.
Great new open. So we're here. It's a new week at Gillette Stadium. Unseasonably mild, I would say. It's a little cold out.
Are you an idiot?
Which one is it, Fred?
Do you play
is it mild or is it unseasonably cold?
To me, mild is chilly.
Mild means it's warm.
To me, warm means it's warm.
So, Paul, fat is skinny. I mean, is this opposite world?
Yeah, warm is warm. Mild is like less than warm.
That's great because that'll definitely serve for the first half hour. Like, we got all the crows, the crow's flight last week, which were outstanding, by the way.
Meteorological definitions in.
I read some
web
of those
radio
after the show. Great stuff on the crow's flight. Did you see any of those, Fred? Did you read any of them? Ships used them back in the day.
Right.
Good stuff. Now we can find out, is mild actually warm or cold? Because I would have to side with Andy and Eric on this one. Generally, when I hear the word mild temperatures, I'm thinking you're coming off the winter, and it's going to creep up into the 50s.
But he's right.
Mild.
Buffalo wings.
But Fred
hot
is thinking of it in terms
of...
Hot
is the hottest, and mild is the coldest.
That's right.
And Fred's thinking of it in terms of the other way. It should be warmer right now, and the temperature a little bit mild.
That's why he's where he is.
Down in the 50s.
Outside the box.
Which one is right?
It just depends on your perspective, I guess. Anyway.
Anyway, it's cold and going to be rainy this week. And
mild.
Right. So we had a big show last week, a lot of reaction to our political talk.
Not much of it good.
We won't get into that. Some good, some bad. Some people enjoyed the discussion, other people didn't. But I think every once in a while you have to go into that. You know, because what people don't understand is they think that, well, some people might think that this is our job. This is our lunchtime. I mean, basically, this is not our job. This is something we do during our lunchtime.
And when you're at lunch with your friends, what do you do?
Right. You know, so sometimes you're going to break off into other discussions. But, you know, we don't do that all the time, just some of the time. So if Thursday you were a first-time listener, that's not typical, right. I would say. Well, off the subject is typical, but not that subject.
Right. But right. the yelling over each other, the not listening.
Well, I blame Tomasz
getting upset.
For that
that's
one.
Every show.
That was Tomasz's fault, because that one would have died out far earlier.
That's true.
Had he not kept yelling from behind
the
glass.
The producer did set the tone for the show because he was all fired up to begin with.
He was excited to be behind the glass.
Right.
And he was excited that a topic he wanted to talk about came up. And
exactly. Getting to do what he was
on. Here, Dennis and Callahan is hiring.
He fueled that debate.
Shot across the Tomash bow.
Paul's like, what? All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
Big news.
Yeah? What do we got?
I don't know. We actually have a lot of new stuff to
talk
about.
We have some new stuff. Yeah.
Brady talking to Peter King.
Yeah.
Welker talking to Jenny Carlson.
To me, the Brady thing.
I don't know. That's her name. It says Jenny Carlson, : don't count Wes Welker out.
The Brady thing is one of the things, the main topics I want to bring up.
I agree.
Chris
Taylor.
Brady talked. Brady has a Best Buddies thing that he does every year to benefit the Special Olympics.
Yeah, the bike event.
And it's a great event. And he was in town for that. And he was talking to Peter King. Because I guess Peter King was there.
He's coming
as well.
To town.
So in Peter King's Sports Illustrated Monday Morning Quarterback, is that what it's called?
That part you've gotten correct.
First so thing. Far, I'm good so far.
Well, no, but that's the first thing you've
gotten
correct.
He talked to Brady about, you know, being a Patriot in his off season and how it's changed and all that. And as much as I am an unabashed Brady supporter, I don't think he came off well in that interview. That's just my opinion. I
seems to have bothered a lot of homers.
But how so did it not come off well?
I thought it was a little
in what way?
I thought it was a little contradictory. You know, as you guys have said in the past, one of the things that Brady has brought to this team was that leadership off the field, that, you know, always first in, last out, you know, locker room, urging other guys, setting the tone by what he does. And now he's basically saying, you know, we all need to listen to Bill Belichick, do whatever he says, be team players, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I hope my teammates understand that I'm just not going to be there as much anymore.
Right.
And, I think that
a hypocritical nature to that comment. I agree with you.
Yeah, especially, you know, coming – I think we all know that that's the case, that he's not there the same as he was in 03.
And we all understand the reasons why.
Yeah, and his life has changed, but – I'd rather him not talk about
right.
it.
Because, you know? In fact, Bill is the one that sends out the schedule that says, whatever it was, March 15th, off-season program begins. So if you're listening to Belichick more, you're kind of ignoring him, Tom Brady.
Right.
You're choosing your family first, which is fine. But don't then say to everybody else, well, you better listen to Belichick.
I kind of took the Belichick has all the answers thing as a maybe subtle, almost unintended shot at Adalys Thomas, who was famous for during the season saying, ask Bill, he has all the answers in a sort of dismissive way. And I think maybe he wasn't realizing it with the way he said it, but I kind of took it as sort of a little bit of a shot at the
guy
who's not here anymore.
I agree that was a shot, but not just at the guy who's not here. There's guys that are here that he was taking shots at as well. I totally think that you put Adalys Thomas at the top of that list. I'm with you 100%, Eric. But I think there are a number of other guys that he's also talking to. I'm not going to speculate as to which ones, but some of those guys are still here.
Guys who are aligned with AD?
Well, we know who it's not. The guy we just saw kicking the bag in the hallway, James Sanders, working harder than anyone.
Absolutely. He took time out to say hi to Andy, too, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we know he'll be getting
a good
parking
spot. Is that all they did was talk, or did they French kiss?
Wasn't enough time for
luckily, the coach Wojcik was there with him, so we didn't really feel comfortable enough to stop.
He's actually heard me talk about Gronkowski, and he's a little upset with me these days. I think my loyalties are starting.
You're the president of the and sole member of the.
You know, other members of the organization, by the way, non-football members of the organization are now wondering about Andy's. They're calling Andy out with his love affair for Rob Gronkowski.
I'm calling him G-Force, by the way.
G-Force.
Okay. Because Andy just found his G. Well, never mind.
Spot?
I think
just say it. If you're gonna say it, say it. Don't pussyfoot through it. Grow a pair and say it.
Wow.
He gets all
He wants to say it, but he can't.
And then he rattles off like four semi-inappropriate things.
Well, pussyfoot's okay. I said it on ESPN. I can say it here.
Grow a pair, pussyfoot.
That's in the dictionary as not as a slang term. So I think you are okay.
Right. It's like pussy willow.
Right. Anyway.
Pussy cat.
So getting back to the
Brady. Back to the Brady thing. I think that.
I'm going
to
be careful before I just say something.
One of the things that I've sort of seen, there's been some defenses of Brady, and I don't mean to be attacking Tom, just talking about the situation yesterday and his comments that we read from Monday Morning Quarterback. I saw that Teddy Bruschi sort of said, if anybody if anybody has any concerns about Tom Brady being prepared, they're wrong. You know, no one is, will be more prepared. Tom Curran was on the Big Show yesterday and said something to a similar effect. If anybody has earned the right to not be here after all he's done and all he's done to prepare and proven, it's Tom Brady. I wouldn't argue with any of that.
No. Right.
And this isn't, to me, this is not about whether or not I have concerns as to whether or not Brady will be ready in September. To me, it's a totally different argument. I'm not arguing whether I know Brady will be ready in September. I know he will be.
Yes.
It's and a bigger issue.
I have full faith in Tom Brady as my team's quarterback. That's, I think, undisputed. But I do think there is an element of the team has gone through a transition, and perhaps there are some players who may or may not be ready to go as properly as Brady will be in September. And Tom's not around to help them.
Right.
And I have said this with Andy a lot of times, and I've said it with you a lot of times, Fred. How many guys in this locker room know the Tom Brady who got the parking spot?
Right.
And not that many.
And he sort of admitted to that directly, actually.
My priorities have changed. I'm not arguing with him about his priorities. I'm not saying his priorities are wrong or out of whack. Whatever works for him, whatever his personal situation is, fine.
Right.
But I don't think you can then turn around and pass yourself off as the leader when you're not. Because the guys that are here now, Brandon Merriweather, he doesn't know that Tom Brady.
And just in case anyone was mistaken, he made sure it was clear that Rodney Harrison and Willie McGinnis did the same thing
that
he did.
Fred's really upset about this.
Well, I mean, you know, it was kind of...
That was a dumb thing to say.
You know?
That was the only thing that pissed me off.
That was really a dumb thing to say.
You don't need to be taking shots at my brain.
I'm curious to hear what NBC's Rodney Harrison has to think about that, has to say about that.
Well, I don't know, but
follow-up question could have been, well, Rodney Harrison took HGH. Are you going to take HGH?
But I think if
Paul's giving me a lot of hand gestures, I don't know what any of them mean.
The last time Brady was seen in public was at the Kentucky Derby with Barry Bonds.
That's a good point.
Draw your own conclusion.
I think if you're going to be the guy who's not there a lot, don't talk about this stuff.
Right.
You know, if you're the guy that leaves work early all the time, don't.
Paul.
You know.
Exactly. I'm not going to sit there and tell you, why are you showing up late every day? I get here at 9:30 every day. I can't right? Point. I can't say, hey, listen, the first, you know, like someone else who used to work here, you know.
Brian Morey?
You know, the first 5 years that I covered the team, I was here before anybody.
You're so
I used to read the papers.
You're supposed to throw the name in. That's what Brady did. It's Brian Morey.
No, I'm telling you how to do it without doing that. Yeah, I can't sit here and tell you two guys, why are you not here until 9 o'clock?
Why is your combine footage so good?
I would just like to point out that we had this argument like 3 years ago with Brady. Real media catching up to PFW yet again.
But my point,
kind of like the Adelis Thomas thing.
Yep.
We started asking where the plays were 3 years ago, and then everybody else started last year and ripping him.
No, you're right. But
we were ripping Brady long before anyone else was ripping him.
See, but I don't want to have this be a ripping Brady. This is not about 3 years ago. We were wondering should he be here at off-season conditioning program? Should he take part of that program? We made light of his comment about that's not important to me anymore. Other things are important in my life about the parking spot. Specifically, we made light of that, but I don't think we made light of his ability to prepare.
No,
and
we
that's
never
not
did.
What
we,
I'm
no.
talking about now.
I can remember arguing this like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, and Fred, you gave me the hardest time ever because as long as he's here by June 1, it has nothing to do with his preparation.
No, it was May 1, and Fred got mad because we're past May. He said it yesterday.
It's the 52 other players and how they're affected
exactly
in some way in their drive,
mentality,
anything.
This isn't about worrying.
It never has been.
This isn't worrying about Tom Brady not being ready. He will be ready. He will perform. I think he's going to have a great season. This is about the role that he plays off the field and – don't talk to Peter King about this stuff.
Right.
Anymore. Okay?
And he probably won't, because I'm sure he got an earful from a lot of people regarding this.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this his sort of one off-season interview? He usually does one.
It was for the
buddies. I know, it was for the best buddies thing. But, like, usually he does,
like
a magazine
Welker's
spread
is,
thing
is for another
every off-season.
He can easily tell Peter, you know, there's ways to get around that answer, I'm sure. You know, we're all working hard. I'm working hard.
Well, that's the other thing.
Greg
like,
Kirsch, Andy Hart, they're there every day. Yeah, Paul Perillo, one of your own.
If he needs to come clarify anything, he could come on the show with us.
Right.
But, I mean, this is a friend of Brady, this interview. It's not like things were taken out of context.
Right.
No, this is a guy that's on his side.
What I do think he said that I really like and I think Patriots fans should be excited about is, you know, him pointing out that last year he was working hard, but rehabbing was part of working hard. Now, there's no more rehabbing. It's just working hard toward getting ready for the season, throwing, running. You know, there's no rehab part of it. And so, you know, he says he feels better, obviously, than he did last year.
And he will be. But that doesn't mean he's going to be on the same page with Torrey Holt or Taylor Price.
Right, but that's just about Tom Brady.
Right. It's not about Brady. It's about the other 52.
Right.
Like Adalys Thomas, who's brought up here. Maybe Adalys Thomas would have played out differently had Brady been next to him all the time. Now, I don't know specifically if Adalys Thomas was here or what, but those are the types of things you never have any idea until they've played out kind of how they're going to play out. And you don't know what the positive was when Brady was here all the time on Tyrone Poole or just throw any name out there. For all we know, one of those guys was great here because they worked out with Brady on March 4th. And we also don't know if Adalys Thomas became an issue because he didn't have Brady next to him in March. You know what I mean? You have no idea how to quantify or specify how it's going to play out. But as Mr. Kraft said, we'd rather he were here.
Right.
That's the bottom line. It would be better for him to be here than not be here.
And it'd be better for the Patriots.
Right. That's what I mean.
Right.
I'm not sure it would be better for Tom Brady.
Right.
But for the Patriots, we would rather he were here.
Right.
Mr. Kraft, as the head of the Patriots, the face, the everything, wants him here. It'd be better for the organization if he were here.
Right.
There's no arguing that. There just isn't.
Yep.
And I don't think he would argue that. I think
he admits to it.
But I have other priorities.
You know.
And the part of that bothers me a little bit, and again, it's not about what he's doing, but and I know he doesn't mean it to sound this way, but when he says, I have other priorities, and he explains his situations, it sounds like he the way he's saying it, it's like, this is a situation that's exclusive to me.
And it isn't.
And there's a locker room full of guys, many of whom are younger than Tom Brady, don't have nearly the cachet of Tom Brady or the money to take care of his problems. And by that, I mean
nannies and planes.
Well, couldn't he have his family here?
Right.
Even Jack, you know, I mean, there's no way that Bridget would allow Jack to be on the East Coast for, say, a week during vacation maybe or something like that. I don't know. But the way he talks about it, it's a situation that's exclusive.
Like
it's exclusive to him.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of 22-year-old guys, I bet you, that have children out of wedlock that find a way to do it.
Right. Right.
You know, and I just think I don't like the way he came across. You put it perfectly because we were talking about it yesterday, and I sent you an email with the Rodney paragraph because it was my guy. He took a shot at Rodney I didn't like. And you immediately came back. It just didn't come off well in this interview at all.
No,
I think it was the way you put it.
I said for the average working stiff,
yeah,
we move, our family moves where our work is.
Right.
You know, that's just the way you try to get, you know, close to where your work is.
And not surprisingly, No Sox, who, you know, we've heard on this show, Matt Smith, you know, a couple of times have had some comments about Tom Brady's play. He wasn't happy with this interview either.
I don't think anybody really was. I bet you Tom wasn't.
Evidently, a lot of people seem to have no problem with it based on yesterday.
Well, they're called Mellings.
From what I understand, he's going to be on he's going
to
be on your station Wednesday
tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
7 o'clock.
At 7.
On your station.
So, you know,
it's not my station anymore.
I'm sure they're going to be bringing this up.
Maybe.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I wouldn't. I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know if they've commented.
Tom, you don't feel like after 12 years in the league you need to be a part of the off-season program, do you?
Well, the other thing
I mean, what else do you have to prove?
Is Wes Welker spending all his time out there.
Yeah,
right.
He's been a West Coast staple this off-season.
He is rehabbing from a major injury.
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know. Well, based on Adalys Thomas, they gave him a massage therapist to work on his knee.
No, I meant not in terms of rehab. I meant in terms of, like, you know, the Rick Neuheisel thing. Do you think he's just throwing passes with Brady? He's not running around, right?
He has not run a single route. I could virtually guarantee it. I think the most he's doing is, like, you know, when you're a little kid and you're, like, taking a couple steps and pretending to catch it.
Yeah.
Well, according to the Oklahoman,
Daly, Oklahoma.
Daly, Oklahoma.
He says he's very happy with the status of his knee.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and the good news for that is he certainly seems to be taking on that me against the world mentality, right, where no one thinks he can play ever again, I guess. And that's good because that's motivation that works. And that's what I think a lot of injured players try to find, is a reason to keep doing the work and the rehab when it doesn't seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So I think that's a good sign that he's talking like that.
So do you think, is he even like light jogging at this point?
Oh, yeah. He said he's jogging, I believe.
In that story?
Saw it somewhere that he's jogging. Maybe Brady said he's jogging.
Yeah, probably straight ahead isn't that bad right now.
No.
It's the cutting.
You know? I don't know. Ask Jenny Carlson.
What about her?
I don't know.
Don't count him out, though, says Jenny Carlson. Okay.
Of course, Jenny Carlson also said, where's my paragraph, Eric?
Oh, is this the writer of the Oklahoma?
ACL. Right, yes. Doctors soon determined he'd torn his ACL and MCL. Modern medicine has improved the way that the knee's major stabilizing tendons are fixed. Well, I thought he tore his ligaments. Why are we talking about tendons?
Good call, Andy.
Because tendons have to do with muscles, not the stabilization of the knee. Those are ligaments.
So Andy's the resident ACL.
All worked
wow.
Up. All
Andy's the resident medical morning. Expert on ACL.
I mean, did you go on the comments section of that story?
I looked. There was one comment.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you should have added the comment.
Yeah. No,
and you should add it like that. I thought we were talking about ligaments.
All of a sudden, you throw tendons in there. I'm sorry. I thought he tore his ACL. Why are we talking about tendons?
And then you say, you know, tune in at PFW Progress. I'm doing right, straight right. School.
Right. You should do that.
Which, by the way.
Oh, no. Friend, you know what? Let our fans do that. Our fans, go to that site.
Strippers. Go Ripper.
Right.
Very snappy ad on ESPN.
Oh, that's Daly, Oklahoma. He might not Ripper.
Very snappy.
Might be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good ad.
That's very nice.
And the location is phenomenal, you know, until I realized they don't have ads. That's why we got prime real estate.
No.
There's not a single ad on the page except scroll way down, bottom right, it says Dunkin' Donuts. We're the only ad, but it's a great ad. It's bigger than the headlines.
It's great.
Well, Carol says over the weekend, 10 people subscribed.
Okay, is that good?
Is that when the ad started?
Is that that's good for the weekend, ad start? Right?
Yeah, for online.
A random online
weekend
in the off season?
Yeah.
Good.
Take it.
People need to know.
All right.
So, 1-800.
Straight dope from
494.
1-800-494-PATS is the way to subscribe to PFW. Or you can go to pfwonline.com.
Or you can click on the ad on ESPNBoston.com right now.
Yeah. See, we're driving.
You can check out Mike Reese's stuff, and he's been kind enough to cite a lot of things that we wrote in the draft wrap-up issue, which was nice.
He's a friend of Pop.
Definitely a friend of Piff W.
Sure. What else we got?
Chris Taylor's
back. Chris Taylor signed.
Yeah. Big traps.
He's now the seventh running
back. I got on him.
Big traps.
Seventh running back on the Patriots roster.
Dude could shrug this whole show.
Yep.
Big trapezoids.
Seventh?
Seven.
Five, Pat Pashal.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with six then.
Well,
Pat Pashal would be seventh. Rookie, undrafted rookie. Chris Taylor at least played in the league before.
And has big traps.
What do you guys think of this Brian Cushing thing?
I'm glad you brought that up, too. I think that's an interesting story.
Andy and I saw this coming over a year ago at the Combine.
Here?
No.
A rush to judgment?
No.
There's been talk of his steroid use since high
years.
School.
I know,
and at the Combine, I got to give him credit, though. Yeah. At the Combine, he
did
relatively honest.
He did a Belichick.
He said, I've passed every drug test ever given to me.
Yeah.
He didn't lie.
That's honesty.
And he also said, I told them I don't use that stuff, and they believe me.
Right. He. If you actually read
implying
his words
that,
as fact, he was pretty honest.
Right. He was. But, we said from the first day we met him, we're like, there's something not right about
we
this
were dead.
What about
now,
dead nuts?
In fairness.
We always are.
We say that about a lot of guys.
And in fairness, they're all on steroids.
I know, but this one actually was proven. Let's not break our arms patting ourselves
on the
back.
He failed the Manny Ramirez HCG, testosterone keeper, keep your nuts big when you're off the stuff. Which apparently can also come when if you ejaculate too close to a test.
Right.
So he could have beat off before.
Right, so he might be a chronic masturbator.
That's where you take the word ejaculate and you take it to another level. And again,
it's all the same. We're talking about the facts of the news, Paul. I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but we're mature adults. We can handle these big words. You jag off.
Now, it's leaked out that he agreed to. Good, Eric. It's been leaked. Anyway, There's a story out that he agreed to take and passed a lie detector test.
Right.
There is a story.
Again. There is a story.
Great.
Out there.
I don't care about any of that.
If he uses the terms he used at the Combine, then he's not lying.
He did it. Who cares? Everybody did it. Merriman did it. Rodney Harrison did it. Let's move on.
So you have no doubt that this guy is
no doubt.
Didn't have any doubt long ago. Yeah.
I don't have a question.
I mean,
in
you're
my
talking
mind.
About more than a decade of smoke.
Right.
Finally, there was a little fire that popped up.
Glazer.
Jay
Glazer.
Mm. Yes.
I guess trains with him or trains him, and was very very upset.
Oh, of course
sure.
he was.
Right.
Said he had no idea, and they've actually. Oh. Parted companies for the time being, that they don't want to be associated with
Jay
any Glazer's of
that. Jake the next guy who's going to get
right.
caught.
Because right. he got caught. Yeah. That's the issue. He doesn't want to be associated with a guy who gets caught because he knows he's using.
Right. You think Jake Glazer does?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got pretty big pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which happens when you're typing.
Now.
I mean, it happens all the time. You just blow up. Look at Paul. Look at Paul.
Here's the question.
Do you
vote for him? They're having a revote
yep. right.
for Defensive Rookie of the Year. It was learned that he failed this test in September. So basically you can make the argument.
The whole season.
His entire Rookie of the Year mm-hmm. season was played with the aid of PEDs.
During a cycle. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So
at the very
does
least.
This change your vote? Do you still vote for him? Because he won in a landslide. He won 39 out of the 50?
37? 37 of 50. Jairus Byrd had
and it was
six
like
votes.
6-4-3 or something like that.
You know what? I think I'm not a voter.
No.
But I think my stance would be that's the NFL's problem. If he's on the field, he's eligible to be voted for. I vote for him. Until the NFL cleans it up, every guy out there is taking it.
Because how do you know that Jairus Byrd or
right.
any of the other guys on the list aren't
right.
also
right.
doing it?
I vote for him as well.
Yeah. Let the NFL.
See, I don't.
Let the NFL
he
worry
failed
about
the test
that.
Before the season.
I thought you said upstairs you were voting for him.
I don't know.
You just changed your mind.
But he failed the
on
test.
On your way down.
I know he failed the test.
No, I know.
Before the season in which he
I know.
Dominated.
I can't argue with that.
I assume all the others are taken too, but they didn't fail the test.
I can't argue with you.
And he really should have been suspended last year. It's a joke that he wasn't.
Yeah. Right. Why?
I don't understand how an appeal doesn't take place until after the season.
Right. He appealed, and the appeal wasn't heard until February.
Yeah.
I don't
understand. So if I'm the AP and I'm the voter, just because they screw up and make bad decisions, I can clean it up myself and take the award away from him.
Yeah, but not, I'm not talking about the AP. I'm talking about you as an individual.
Right,
voter.
I wouldn't vote for him.
You
I would vote for who? Somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
third or Matthews.
It's the AP's whole opinion.
Well, you know what?
45 minutes ago.
I'm like you. I'm open-minded, and when...
I didn't realize that you were closed-minded when you voted upstairs.
Conditions on the ground change.
How?
Yeah, but
what did you learn from upstairs?
It's the AP's award.
Now he's on the ground level.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
They can do whatever they want, but as an individual voter, I think I vote for him again because... Until the NFL cleans it up, this guy played the whole season.
After failing a test.
He played the whole season
after failing
and performed as a rookie of the year.
But did any of those other guys fail a test before their rookie
not
season?
Not that we know of.
The funny thing
right.
here is I would have voted for Byrd anyway over him, but I'm saying if I voted for Cushing,
right.
I would still vote for Cushing.
Right. I'd change it.
You would change
yep.
it.
Yep. You got
it. Yeah, I thought Jairus Byrd was going to win it.
Now, I heard Tom Curran, who is a voter.
Beforehand.
Yesterday, he was on the big show. He
but
is
if you
one
knew
the
about the test
he
last year, would you have voted for him?
He said he voted for him again.
Well, he's an idiot.
And I saw John McClain, which is a little bit deceptive. I mean, he's the Houston Chronicle guy.
Oh.
And it's his player.
Right.
You know.
He's the mouthpiece of the organization.
Although he did, he was pretty tough on him. He said he needs to man up and come out and say what he did. And
probably because the organization wants him to.
What he that's true. He does carry the organization's water, as Florio puts it. But they both said they would vote for Cushing.
Yeah,
they
but if you had found out about it last year, would you have? Because it the fact
if
of
he
the,
missed
the
four
case
games
happened,
because of it, I may
no,
not
if
have
you
voted
just found
for
out
him,
about it,
and I would have.
If you found out Brian Cushing failed a drug test in September,
mm-hmm.
he is currently playing because the appeals process is playing out, and the whole thing was the same except you knew about it. Would you have voted for him at the end of the year?
Maybe yeah. not.
I would
no,
not have.
I would have.
And
maybe
I would
not.
And I wouldn't now. That's
and
why.
The reason is, and I know it's very flawed. I can't argue with you, so don't yell at me because I have nothing to come back at you with. You are correct. With your logic that you already put forth is right.
Well, then we're done here.
I just can't vote for someone else that I don't know if he's taken or not. And everything you're going to say is right.
But you can't just assume
everything you're
going to
say is right.
This guy failed.
So far, everybody we've assumed has taken it.
Right.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Our sniff test works pretty damn good.
Yeah. I guess basically what I'm saying is I don't want the sole reason I'm not voting for someone to be the test because I don't know about everybody else. I don't know why those other guys were able to get by. I don't know if they were able to get by. I just don't know enough. There's too much unknown. What I do yeah. know is what they did on the field, and I thought Cushing, if I voted for Cushing, like I said, I would have voted for Byrd. I thought Byrd had a great rookie year. I didn't get to see Cushing that much. I went, you know, but, you know, playing Buffalo, we played them a couple of times. We got to see them a little bit more because we're interested more in the AFC East. Maybe that's why I liked Bird better. Maybe it was just the numbers of the interceptions that stuck out.
We saw both of them play in person, though.
But I had to go. I don't really know what happened.
We saw Cushing give Brady a hard time.
Yeah.
Might have been a little roid rage, though, now that we know.
Now, do you feel the same way about someone passing another type of, not a performance-enhancing drug test, but other drug tests? If they, marijuana, cocaine.
Oh, God, no.
You don't feel the same way?
No.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't know about that if it was a first-time offense.
Yeah, but it's also not, especially marijuana, is certainly not performance-enhancing.
Oh, God, that's just
now, you can get back to the whole thing of if LT was doing coke before the game and hyped up beyond belief, that could actually be performance-enhancing.
Yeah.
But performance-enhancing and recreational drug use are very different things for
me. So you're all for the recreation?
No, but I don't think it affects the playing.
Okay.
He didn't have sacks because he...
Okay.
You know, he had sacks because he's big, strong, and fast. He got big, strong, and fast because he took steroids.
And Cushing's trying
in high school.
Cushing's trying to take the stuff so that he still has sacks.
Right. He wants to keep his sack inflated.
Right.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com. That's the email address, 508-543.
I was talking about his scrotum.
I know what you were talking about. 782 is the phone number. Let's take a quick break. We'll get back to your calls and emails in a minute.
BFW in progress. These guys rock.
You're damn right they do.
Patriots.com radio.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday for sure? Well, not really. But with flights over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on a New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
The 75th NFL Draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 Draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Patriots, PFW in progress.
PFW in progress on Patriots.com with Jake Steele, Portly Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino, and Andy the Idiot Hart. Online and out of bounds at Patriots.com.
Boston, we have an amazing set of remarkable athletes whose actions in the moment have become ionic in sports. Havlicek stole the ball, Fisk waving the ball fair, Flurry launched the Hail Mary pass, Veritek splitting the uprights.
My God, that is embarrassing. That's our mayor of Boston, Tom Menino.
We came up with an idea upstairs because Eric likes to correct people who say dumb things
right. And
wants to get into politics. Can you imagine if he ever debated Menino? He ran for like mayor and they had to add, he would spend most of the debate saying,
correcting
well,
mayor,
said. It's right. Iconic, and actually it was Vinatieri.
See, if you were in Menino's press office, what they should have said was, well, no, he meant ionic because, you know, the goal charged up the crowd and got everybody excited.
Did you see they threw him under the bus? There was nothing wrong with his speech. The mayor just misspoke when he delivered it or whatever.
But even the mayor.
I got to tell you, if I were one of his speech writers or guys, you know, handlers, I would start doing that.
But
too.
Right. Isn't that what the staff is there for, to take the hit?
But
or is it just so widely known now that the man's an idiot?
I can understand, you know, somebody. You know, you're not a big sports fan. You read Vinatieri and you think Veritek and you say Veritek, but then immediately you should say, I mean at Vinatieri.
And weren't his remarks written down?
Yes.
So,
and Vinatieri and Veritek
don't exactly look the same.
No.
It's not like Gustkowski and Gronkowski. There's enough similarity.
He just may not be a good reader. And
he's not a smart man. He may be a great politician and he may get people to support him.
He might be one of those people that read by the way things look rather than knowing really
how
to read.
But that's my point. They don't look the same. Yeah. Veritek and
no, but he sees a V and it all
just one letter.
No, but he sees it might
vagina.
Oh,
I mean, well, there you go. That's what you would say.
You just can't read one letter and think
when
you know
vagina
the
split the uprights.
Oh,
Paul's just shaking his head.
The vagina was the.
I just think I'm shaking my head at Menino.
Those are the legs.
Not at you guys. That was so bad yesterday. There was.
What's the little?
There's a legitimate argument. What was the worst thing he did?
Right.
You know, Hail Mary.
Right.
Pass. I mean, there's like a huge gap between.
Oh, yeah. Right. That was on the other page.
The ionic thing.
He should never speak.
No.
Ever.
Have become ionic.
But isn't he the longest running mayor in history?
As Steve Buckley correctly pointed out yesterday, laugh all you want. There'll be a statue of him someday, too.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there's not too many guys that have been five-time mayors.
They'll have it built, but yeah, there will be.
Right.
But is he a bad mayor? Ionic. How does he keep getting reelected?
Terrible.
He's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment.
No, but and are his politics successful? Has he enacted change, and are things better than when he took over?
People in the North End love him.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he's totally bad.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it would be hard to be both inept in your job and look like an idiot and still get reelected every time.
Yeah.
Usually you get reelected if you look like an idiot because you actually are good.
He basically runs unopposed. This past election was one of the first, because people feel like it's a machine.
Right.
You're running against the Menino machine. He owns
but
so many.
How did the machine start?
Because he owns so many people.
But he couldn't have owned them all from the day one.
You know, I don't know.
Once you get in, it's hard to get out.
Right. And I don't have pretend to know a complete and total biography.
Let's talk about Arizona.
No.
I don't want to, like, get. I can see we're about to get into politics.
Where's Tamash?
No, we're not.
Throw a little kerosene in here.
Ian in Maryland says, we're talking about that ad on ESPN Boston. He says, I subscribed last week because of you guys talking about the paper.
Hey.
So, yes, the ad does work.
Thank you, Ian. Have some crabs on us.
1-800-499.
What? The kind you eat, nothing gross.
He
lives in Maryland.
Earlier we were talking about Jenny Carlson.
You're going to cross a line you don't want to cross.
And Strippers tells us that Jenny Carlson is the guy that Mike Gundy yelled at.
You know what? I thought that was the case.
The guy?
So
get your facts straight. Yeah. It's a ligament, not a tendon. I'm a man. I'm 32. Well,
and I guess Strippers also
Paul's 50.
Sends us 3 seconds. Did you get that up there, Doc?
3 seconds?
No.
What's that mean?
No, he sent us a clip of Jenny Carlson to play. You got to play this.
It's probably dirty.
But anyway.
It came from Strippers.
We'll skip that over. Let's see. Also,
Jenny with an I, I should
earlier in the show, we were talking about Mild. Zach from Syracuse says, it's finals week here in Brockport, and believe it or not, I just got out of my weather final. And sorry, Fred, but Mild is warm. I thought this was common knowledge. Anyway, let's stick to football this week.
That's what I was looking for.
And sorry,
emails coming in.
And sorry, Brady, but Belichick is not the best coach of all time. That I agree with what Brady said. But see, Mild, it all depends.
That Belichick
if you're in the
is
middle
the
of
best
August,
coach of all time.
If you're in the middle of August and you've had 90 degrees and all of a sudden someone goes, oh, today's mild, it's less warm.
No.
You have
people some don't usually say that it's milder,
argument,
though.
But it's wrong.
They don't usually say when it goes from really hot to.
No, you're
to,
right.
They don't say it's milder.
But as Andy said, you
buffalo
know,
wings.
Buffalo wings. Mild think, is not as hot.
I think technically you are right, Fred. But I think generally when people
colloquially
think of terms in terms of mild
that.
Temperatures.
No, you're right.
It's a warming trend.
It's nice. Mild
yes,
is kind
nice.
Of,
yeah.
Nice.
Pleasant.
It's comfortable.
Oh, is that C word?
Comfortable.
Comfortable.
Don't make me say the C word.
All right.
Crap.
You don't know the C word.
Oh. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482.
Here's the Ionic picture.
On the phone right now is Chris with a T-I-A-N. Chris, how you doing?
Like Ionic pentameter?
Mm-hmm. Hey, good. What's going
good,
on?
Good, Paul.
Great. Nothing. Diambic. What's up?
Thanks.
What's up, Christian?
Nino shows up.
Besides my checks.
Oh, that's true.
Does he really?
No, well, he funds us, but to answer your question, he's
an idiot.
He's a buffoon.
No, he comes off obviously that way, obviously when you hear him like that. But
so he's like Fred.
Yeah, I mean, when you sit down with him, I've met with him a handful of times over the past 10 years, and he's got his finger on the pulse, and he knows what's going on, and he knows the inner workings of Boston, so that's why he's been there as long as he has.
I figured.
So, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Five-time mayor of Boston. Knows the inner workings of the city.
Well, there you go.
Hell of a job you're doing.
I think Boston is such a great city, and we deserve a better mayor.
So run.
I've been saying that for a long time now, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, this guy cut his teeth in the city council. I mean, so he started in there from the ground up, you know. So he's, like I said, it is what it is.
Yep, he's entrenched.
He's entrenched, exactly.
That's why we need term limits.
I did want to comment about Brady, about the story with King, and I mean, it was kind of contradictory. That's sort of what I got from reading it too, you know. Sort of, we got to listen to Coach, and then I'll be in LA.
Right.
You know,
I'll be listening from out there.
Yeah. I
mean, you guys listen to Coach, and then let me know what he says.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But you know, like you said, it's hard because if anybody's earned it, obviously he has, but. You know, Andy, you hit it perfect. You know, Kraft said we want him here.
Right.
Yeah. We'd prefer to have him here, I think, is what he said, right?
Right.
Yep.
We'd prefer that he'd be
And the
here,
only
so.
Times he's been here, by the way, is when he's doing his own charity events.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, he'll be here for the Best Buddies, I believe, is next, was it this coming weekend?
I think so.
Yeah.
And
so,
he'll stop by here for a cameo.
Yeah, and that's all it'll be. And I don't. Again, this is not about the off-season work per se. It's
no.
about his presence.
Right.
His presence is worth more than him, you know, benching and
right.
doing squats.
Developing a relationship with the receivers and with the other guys.
But how about Hoyer?
Brandon
developing
Tate,
a relationship with Hoyer, or how about Bill O'Brien developing a relationship that's improved with Bill O'Brien?
Mm-hmm. Brandon Tate and Taylor Price, you know, and Torrey Holt, by the way,
Torrey
you know,
Holt,
he's a veteran, could certainly use
Buddy Farnham
his presence. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be here for the passing camps in May. You know, that are coming up.
May and June.
Yeah. And
so will everybody else.
Yeah.
In the old days, the franchise superstar was here more than anyone. Now he's not. That's the facts. That's it.
And that might be perception or whatever, but that's certainly the way it appears.
Yeah, I mean, I would never, you know, it's obvious for me. I mean, I don't have a wife and children, so I'm not going to.
Oh, plus you work for Menino, so you don't really have to do anything.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
right.
You know,
I mean, I understand what's
that's,
going on
that's
in
what
his
it is.
Life, but
it is what it
but,
is.
But you know, if you're Tom Brady,
well done.
If you're Tom Brady, even you have to, you know, say to yourself, I got probably 5 more good years left. Let's just go for it, give it all I have, because then after 5 years, it's over.
Well, but Fred, in another breath, he says, I want to play till I'm 41. So which is it?
Well, that's getting up there. I mean, what is he, 34 now? So 5 years, he's 39. It's not far away. I'm talking
he'll
about
be 34 in August.
Yeah,
34. I thought it was 33.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll be 30. He'll be 39 34. After 5 years, and
so
that's getting close to 41. So those last 2 years are probably.
But my question
you know,
would be: things have changed. His life has changed. Priorities have changed. Will they continue to change?
Right.
Will he someday be Brett Favre, who shows up August 24th and says, "Okay, I'm ready today. I've been with Benjamin at this and whatever the other kid's name is at that." I mean, if it could it continue to go that way, a slippery slope of football becomes less and less important, he spends less and less time with his team, and at some point he tiptoes into Brett Favre world.
Yeah.
Roger
sure,
Clemens
I mean,
world.
The kids are going to get older. He's all of a sudden now Benjamin's going to be playing soccer at 5.
Right. Mm-hmm. Little League games all summer. Yeah. He's got to be there for those
you know,
or whatever.
The commitments don't lessen.
No, they increase.
Yeah.
And
right.
nasty.
Oh, by the way, they're more, I don't know if important is the right word, but now you have a six-year-old who's aware if you're there or not there. Mm-hmm. Right now, I know you want to be with your baby and your two-year-old,
but
he doesn't really
know
that you're there or not there. When he's 6, 7, 8, and it's a baseball game, and he hits his first home run, he knows whether dad's behind the backstop or not, and that can have a lasting impact on his life, so they become more important, not less.
Plus, add in the factor of new contract coming up, possibly a bank breaker.
Well, I wanted to bring that up.
What are the expectations of the team if we're going to pay you over $100 million?
Yeah, but he's got the team by the cojones.
Well, okay.
He holds, what do they call it, hand in a relationship?
But,
he has it all.
But that might be true. But now, are the fans more critical?
Not from what I've seen.
You know, is his owner?
See, I actually think the fans have been somewhat critical based on some of the – I know you can't judge by the calls that you get. On a talk show, but the calls have been much more critical than the analysts, much more so. And
you haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right.
You win a Super Bowl, it doesn't matter if there's 10 Bush to Ting around them. Don't matter. She was around in 07 when they broke all the records. She was around in 06. I mean, so when you win,
right,
you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
We haven't won in 5 to 6 years.
That's true.
That's the difference.
Right.
Yeah, no, I
all
agree.
Right, I got to get back to doing nothing. So,
true city worker. All right,
be careful,
you, Christian.
Don't let him catch you,
Christian, with a TIAN.
But I did want to bring up the contract situation. They brought that up yesterday on the radio too, and it was funny that, you know, for the first time, I think that there was the possibility that he wouldn't sign this year, that he would play out, and. Tom Curran immediately said, well, they would just franchise him next year. And I understand, as a quarterback and as a high-paid quarterback, you could certainly do that. Matter of fact, you could probably do that 3 times.
You certainly
with
could.
With no problem at all, because that's what he's going to make anyway.
Right.
It's not like you're overpaying him like you would be virtually any other position to do that 3 years in a row. You could do that with a quarterback of Brady's caliber. But it's the first time I had really heard that possibility was even broached. We've talked about here, do you think there's any percentage? You guys think there's no percentage, and I have a sliver, you know, like 2%, that maybe something blows up and he does not re-sign. But they were actually talking about him playing out this year as a free agent and then being franchised next year. Do you think that would – I don't think that would be good for Brady. I don't think he'd be happy with that.
I don't think that will happen, only because I think one side or the other will flinch.
And this wouldn't be necessarily a financial thing, because, like I said, Brady would make the money. By getting franchised, Brady would get his money. But I don't think that – I think that he would take that as a sign of disrespect based on what he's done.
Especially if Peyton Manning gets his.
I just didn't know if you guys caught that, first of all, and if you thought anything of it at all. Do you think that it's a foregone conclusion that he will sign a contract this offseason?
No, I don't think it's a foregone
heading into training camp or at some point before the season?
No, I don't.
So you just think he'll get to free agency and they'll sign a contract?
No, my guess is somewhere in the middle.
Like October, November.
As things maybe start to map out for the CBA and kind of the picture isn't solidified but becomes a little clearer. Mm. Now, I think there's a – you want to put the sliver? I think there's a sliver of a chance that the franchise thing happens. That is more of a possibility than he leaves ever.
But then that they work out a deal after that.
Or like whatever. But I think there's a sliver of that chance.
What would happen, and this is – I'm just throwing out all different hypotheticals now.
I'm not big on hypotheticals.
I know, Bill, but just bear with me. If he were to have a down year, and I don't mean a down year like 2009 Brady, where he throws for 4,200 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 14 picks, which is a down year for Brady is a great year for virtually anybody else. I mean a true down year. Maybe
like 18 touchdowns,
16
interceptions,
picks, you know,
2,700 yards.
You know, 59 completion percentage. I mean, a down year by anybody's standards, a down year.
No playoffs,
no comebacks, no plays.
Then I franchise him.
Would you?
Sure. And if he says disrespect, I'll say,
what
what's disrespectful? You skipping out on my off-season program.
What would you do, Fred?
Fred wasn't listening.
I really wasn't. Blah, blah, blah.
Move on.
Junior Seau's on TV, I didn't know that they did this at the Cheney Bank Garden.
Yeah.
Because, again, you weren't listening at the time because it was a well-documented story.
So
actually, it was in First Down.
Well, you don't need
in our newspaper.
I was interested in your opinion.
What did Andy say?
Andy said he thinks they would franchise.
I'd do the same thing.
Now, why? What would your rationale? I'm like a math teacher in high school. I want you to show your work.
Because I want to show.
You get points even if you get it wrong. If you did the work right, you get a couple points. For...
Right.
Because
wasn't just a lucky
guess.
I'm
not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Of what the question was?
No. That plus, you know, the player has shown me that he's not sure.
I don't know why this is. And I have nothing to base this on at all. I'm going to throw it out there anyway because it's BFW.
Because you're trying to run him out of town.
I just have this feeling in the back of my mind that they're itching to prove to everybody, and by there I mean the coaching staff and the football
well, then
that's
people. Just Bill.
I'm not talking about the crafts. Right. I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about the football
people.
There's
no coaching staff. There's Bill.
I think they're itching to prove that it's not all about the quarterback, and we can do just everything that we've done with them we could do without them. And I don't know why I think
they kind of had that chance in 08.
I don't know why I think that, but
they had a whole season with Matt Castle.
Yeah, but I'm talking about going forward, not guy leaves in the middle. Middle of the first quarter of week one is not exactly great preparation.
So you think
time.
They're the opposite of Andy, who wants to keep the franchise quarterback as long as possible and not have to learn what life without him is
I
like?
I didn't say I think they are, but something in the back of my mind. I'm thinking.
I'm not
they
saying
don't think,
I'm saying it, but I'm saying.
I guess I am saying that
I'm
way.
I'm not just. I'm not saying. I'm just
in
saying.
A passive-aggressive Peter King kind
you
of
are.
Way. I guess I am saying it. But
and you said
I'm
coaching staff.
See,
I really mean
Bill.
Well, you started with coaching staff, and I said there is no staff.
No, I mean I meant to make a separation.
Don't blame Bill O'Brien
for
this.
No. This was
intentional. Shane Waltwell.
I'm trying to separate the football staff from the organization. This is not the crafts.
I think they would welcome that opportunity, but they're not in any rush to.
Yeah,
see,
you see I'm not so sure of that. I think that there's something that they're saying he only has a few. I think they may think that his best years are behind him, and I totally agree with that. I think his best years are behind him, but I still think
his
he can
bad
be great.
Years are better than.
Right.
He could roll out of bed fat, ugly, and with a left hand and be better than Jamarcus Russell. And that's a guy who started games in the league.
Jamarcus Russell.
Just saying. I love how Jamarcus Russell has become this laughingstock. He was the number one pick in the draft.
Well, that's why he's
a laughingstock. No, I know, but like.
He
Everybody's,
can't play, though, Andy. He's never,
but he's the
never
same guy. He never changed.
Play.
It's just the perception of him. But back then it was because he had a great arm,
but it was a bad draft pick.
A prospect, and now he's like a laughing stock.
When he was drafted, we thought he was a bad draft pick. Now we know.
Well, some people didn't think it. Your boy, Todd McShay, thought he was great.
My boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was your boy.
He is, but for that argument, I needed somebody else to be his boy.
But I think that... I guess what I'm saying is I think you can get somewhere in between Brady and Jamarcus Russell.
Right.
I mean,
Brian Hoyer.
You took two complete opposite ends of the spectrum
there.
That's
what I do.
I think you could probably say Matt Castle in 08, somewhere in the middle there.
Right. And you were in a dogfight with Seneca Wallace.
Ken
Welker's your favorite
Ken
player.
Ken from Texas wants to know who would win in a fight, Belichick or Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan.
Belichick.
Bill.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he would kill him. He's just too smart. He wouldn't fight fair.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fight.
The last Boy Scout just pull out the gun, bang bang.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
If they actually fought, like, because I like to take these things seriously. I love these.
Yeah,
love
when
these
I mean
silly,
fight,
I love
I
this silliness.
I like to take this frivolity.
They don't
seriously.
Have weapons at their availability.
I do. One guy weighs 350 pounds. The other guy weighs 150
right.
soaking wet. And you think the 150 pound guy's going to win?
They're not going to wrestle.
Yes, they are. That's a fight.
No,
a street fight. Anything goes.
Exactly.
Your guy loses.
But there's no guns, Fred. Let's just
say. There's no guns.
It's in this room, so maybe they can use a chair
Belichick
or something.
Belichick knows,
but.
And plus he has the force. He'll mesmerize him.
You're an idiot.
See, now he makes him awkward.
All right. All right.
We had a perfectly good hypothetical.
Belichick would figure out a way
and
to
I was
beat.
Agreeing with him.
Who's that emailer?
Kent in Texas.
Kent, I apologize. I took your email seriously.
And I was saying,
I wanted to get into it, Kent. I thought you brought
brains
up a very interesting point.
Brains over brawn. Right, Eric?
Sure.
When do you think the last time was that Bill was in a fight?
When was the last time Brains beat Brawn in a fight?
Goliath and Samson.
Now he's going to come up with some kind of
maybe you guys should throw it down right now.
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath.
Yeah,
there's no Brains or Brawn in that fight.
I figured he would come up with, like, you know, he won the Revolutionary War. You might have heard of it.
David and Goliath. Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
The Rope-A-Dope.
That would be an example.
Okay.
That would be an example.
So?
Good, Fred.
David over Goliath wouldn't be an example, though?
Of course. Muhammad
right?
Ali
right.
just happened to be the greatest fighter of all time.
Right. I didn't really get... did you happen to see Rex Ryan and Chris Jenkins and Damian Woody are doing a a fat contest or whatever before training camp.
Yeah, but didn't Rex Ryan have the surgery?
Yeah, he's not fair. He has no chance.
But that's what it seems unfair one way that he cheated, but then he doesn't get credit for all the weight he's already lost.
He doesn't get 37 pounds he lost, evidently. That doesn't count. And now he has a much smaller chance to lose weight than the other guys.
See, I don't think so. I think it's a good – because he's just a person. He can lose 175 pounds if he wants to, if he truly wanted to. Chris Jenkins can't, because if he loses 175 pounds, he's out of his job.
Yeah,
job.
But
I showed you, coach, and I'm out of your
not
job.
Not in that amount of time, though.
No, I know, Rex Ryan could win. I think he could. I think Rex Ryan could lose 100 pounds in 2 months if he really wanted to.
No way. Not after gastric bypass. Ooh. I die.
That's, I do.
Yeah, that's a little too much too soon.
He could.
He would be dead.
Well, you could, but it wouldn't be healthy.
He wouldn't die. It'd be a very dangerous thing for him to do.
Yeah, so's the surgery.
Kent also wants to know, which coaching staff would win in a Royal Rumble, the Patriots or the Jets?
Well, that I don't know the rest of the staff.
We got Dante Scarnecchia.
I would take
him. We do, and we have probably, I'm guessing we have a younger staff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really could
tell you who's on the Jets. Maybe that
might help. Schottenheimer.
Who's the quarterback? Because Ivan Fierce would say, punch you in the face, punch you in the face.
So you'd get two punches for the price of one.
Exactly.
Wojcik. Fred Kirsch.
Wojcik would, he would scrap.
Yeah. Oh, Pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper Johnson.
See, I don't know who their staff, I don't know all their individuals.
They got the Schottenheimer guy, right?
Yeah, that's the only one we've been able to name.
He got killed.
They got
Scott O'Brien.
They have Westhoff. Westhoff still there?
Yeah, he's on a cane. They'll kill him.
He's still there? I got the Patriots staff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pepper Johnson.
Scotty O'Brien over Westhoff.
I think Pepper would take out four or five of those
Westhoff?
Guys.
No, no. Scotty O'Brien.
Wears those cowboy boots, kick him with those things.
Drives the
mark. Don Brocher looks like he'd be scrappy.
Oh, we're winning this Rumble.
I think.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be like that brawl on Anchorman.
Westhoff. Exactly. They'd be off somewhere.
I like it. Maybe we can set this up, put it on paper.
I think Pepper would take like three of them out. Easy.
Yeah. Pepper is here.
I wouldn't want to get in a scrap with Pepper, man.
Hell no.
He's a big, big man.
He's a big guy.
He likes to yell.
Just ask Junior Sam.
Yeah. All right. Web radio. HeldersOwner.com. 508-543-7482. On the phone right now is Brad. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, guys. We got to get some sense back into the show.
Okay. Are you going to be the one to bring it?
I don't know. But, man, after Thursday and now this morning, or this afternoon, I guess.
It's off-season.
It's off-season, all right. It's way off.
All right, what do you got? Bring us back to reality.
Right, where are you from, by the way?
Back to reality. Something I've done for, good grief, 25 years. As soon as the draft takes place, you lay down all the players on your paper, and you come up with who you're starting, you know, your 53 is going to be. So I've got my paper. I've laid it all out. I need your help.
Okay, go.
All right, here we go. Number one, linebackers. I've got Ninkovich or Morrell. Which one?
Ninkovich.
All right.
Ninkovich.
Crable or Alexander?
Neither. Yeah, I know. Can we? All right, I'll say Crable just because he's younger.
I'll
more
say
potential.
Neither. All right, you got better options.
So you're going to go with Ninkovich and Morrell and neither Crable nor Alexander.
Wait, are we talking about 53-man roster or starting lineup?
No.
53-man.
53-man roster.
Oh, okay. Starting.
Cunningham, Banta, Kane, Woods, already in.
Okay.
All right. You got Ninkovich, Morrell, Crable, and Alexander.
Crable out, and...
How many linebackers are we keeping?
I have Alexander five on the outside and four on the inside.
Nine. Sounds about right.
All right, so nine.
I've been doing this for a while.
No. I just was wondering how many we're keeping.
Not his first rodeo there, clown.
Yeah, that wasn't a typical Paul Perillo smart-ass question. That was a legitimate how many linebackers.
He'll have one of those for you in a minute.
Yeah. Crable and Alexander, send them packing.
So wait a minute. We have Mayo.
So now on the inside,
Mayo,
Spikes,
McKenzie. Spikes.
Okay, and here's your next set. Bruce Davis, Dane Fletcher, or Gary Guyton?
Guyton.
Guyton.
A lock.
Yeah, Guyton's a lock.
I'll go with Dane Fletcher.
You think Guyton's not going to make it?
I don't know.
Out of your freaking mind?
We'll see.
He started 16 games last year.
Yeah, but I think only out of necessity. Now so they didn't have anybody else.
But he goes from 16 game starters to not
going
to
be a really stupid comment. But based on
nothing
but what I saw in terms of his physical stature, I think Dane Fletcher has a 0% chance of making that team. He's tiny.
I didn't see anything positive. Yeah.
Okay. That's the linebackers.
Are we going to do every position?
No, he has
a couple of problem spots. You don't even pay attention.
I was going to say, I've got like 48 of the 53, so these are just the last, the bottom row.
You needed a soda.
Okay,
next
position,
right.
Go.
Wide receiver, Holt or Patton?
Holt.
Okay, and then this is the tough one. Aiken, Stanback, or Slater?
Aiken.
Yeah, he was a captain. That's why I'll give it to him.
And he's a proven commodity.
Special teams player.
Yeah,
also
I know.
Slater, but not for the better.
Right.
He's good for three long-term catches.
It's tough,
he's a special teamer. We're putting together a roster here. It's not just about the wide receiver depth.
Stanback has,
but Slater is one of the best gunners in the AFC.
No, he isn't.
No, he's not.
I think
we drafted
Slater,
a gunner in the first round anyway. We're
I think Slater has done next to nothing to contribute to this team. In
balls
the
bounce off his
here.
Face, his chest.
Yeah,
I mean,
enough.
Okay.
Nice man.
I agree.
You're
very nice.
One of the nicest men. I don't mean that disparagingly in any way. He's just
purely from a football standpoint.
Like I cannot play in the National Football League. It's a fact of life.
No, all right.
I mean that disparagingly. You stink.
So far you're on par. So you guys are doing good. All right, two more.
Thank you.
Offensive line, Mankins and Neal at the guards.
Yeah.
Your other guard, Lavore.
He's a tackle.
Oh, he's a tackle.
Ohnberger, I know, but he can play inside.
No, he can't.
No, he's a tackle.
Okay, then Ohnberger or Bussey?
Well, Ohnberger,
they're both gone.
Both gone.
Yeah, I think Larson is gonna make it.
I have him in my practice.
And Dan Conley is the other one.
Well, I have him as the backup center.
Well, he's the
those
center.
Backups have to play.
Have to play more than one
spots.
Position.
The guy
though.
They just drafted can be a backup center. Right?
Who would be Andy?
I think he's going to be on the practice.
And who would that be?
Larson.
Thank you.
Okay. I agree with you, Johnson. He's on the practice squad.
All right, last one. Defensive line. You need two out of these three.
Yep.
Brace, Lewis, Weston.
Lewis and Weston.
So we think Brace is going from second
Lewis,
round pick to none.
Lewis and Brace.
Yes, I've sensed an organizational distaste for Ron Brace for months now.
And I'm not buying it.
Brett Kirsch is part of the...
I'm going out against that. I say that you're right and that they will not pull the plug on a second-round pick that fast.
I mean, we gave... Who was the wide receiver there? What's wrong with me?
Chad Jackson.
Thank you. Chad Jackson. We gave him, three seasons?
But he was in.
Yeah,
but two, and he was injured.
He was injured for most of them.
Tore his ACL. That
well,
kept him around
they
partially.
They cut him in training camp of the third season.
Right.
Brace is on the bubble throughout this training camp.
So the problem we just ran into, and this is the same problem I ran into, we just made a 53-man roster, and we have no late-round or undrafted free agents making the team this year.
Okay.
And yet he's done it. What, five out of the last 6 years?
Well, did you say we have no late-round picks?
Yeah, you said
Larson. So you're ignoring my suggestion.
Yeah, Larson. Right. He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, no, I think they feel Larson's better than Ohnberger, so I think he's going to make the team.
But Larson was what, sixth round?
Mm-hmm. That's a late-round pick.
James Sanders is a late-round pick.
That was a fourth-round pick.
But we had what?
So mid-round.
So if that's late-round, Larson in the sixth is certainly late-round.
That's definitely late-round.
But we had four seventh-rounders. Didn't we?
Yeah. Now, I think George Welsh has a decent shot, depending on what they do with the top guys.
Thomas Welsh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. George Welsh was the coach of Virginia. My bad. I think there's a chance. I don't know how big the chance is, but that either Matt Light or Nick Kazier is not a part of the team.
And they just re-signed Kazier, so my guess is Light's the odd man out.
Yeah, but it wouldn't cost them anything to get rid of him, so... That's irrelevant. Whatever one they want to keep would be the guy they kept. But I think there's a chance one of those two guys may not be around. And if that's the case, then a guy like Welsh may be on the 53.
Right.
Because you're going to need a backup tackle. I think even as is, he's in a battle with Lavore.
I was going to say, didn't we re-sign both Lavore and Kazier to contracts last year, and Matt Light did not get a contract?
Yes, but none of that is any money. They're just protecting themselves. They didn't give Nick Kazier a $10 million signing bonus that would prohibit him from getting cut. Now, the contracts aren't guaranteed, so they can walk away from these guys. Now, I think chances are Light and Kazier are back, and Vollmer will start at one spot, and whichever one they decide will start at the other one will dictate where Vollmer plays. If they want to replace Kazier, then Vollmer will probably play on the right side, and Light will stay on the left. But I just think, just throwing it out there, I think there's a chance that one of those guys, and Matt Light might be the most likely candidate.
I don't think he's a backup.
You don't think you keep him as a backup.
He either starts or he's gone.
Yeah,
I agree.
If
he's not starting, I think he'll be a problem as a backup.
I said Kazier will be the guy that would be out of the starting.
No, you said you think Vollmer will start and one of the other two will start. I don't think Light can lose that battle and not start.
Yes. Paul said if
that's
they
what he's
keep,
saying. If,
if,
thank
if,
you,
if they keep Vollmer, well, they're going to keep Vollmer.
If they keep
Light, he will stay at left.
Vollmer will play right. If they keep Kazier,
then Light's gone.
Then Light's gone.
Oh, okay. Because Vollmer's on the left. I don't think that's even a question. I don't think he can be a backup.
I totally agree.
That, and Paul's not disagreeing with you.
Because then he'll be leading the mutiny that he leads after Miami games all the time.
Oh, I don't think so. You don't really think so?
Yeah.
No. But I like the roster game. That's one of my favorites. That and, you know, win, win, loss, win, win, loss. Those are my favorite offseason exercises.
With Paul, it's loss, loss, loss.
Well, I agree. I have not
This
been
is the
able
guy who says they're not going
to.
No, you.
Can you listen to the caller, please?
You're the one who says they're not going to make the
final. I haven't been able to figure out how Matthew Slater has stayed on the team for the last two seasons.
That's a good question.
Jackie.
And
well, they value special teams. He is the first guy down every play. I mean, these guys.
Yeah, like somebody shot him.
No, but I mean, you guys kind of overdo it a little bit where he hasn't done anything.
He runs down the field and falls down somewhere in the vicinity of the ball guy.
Well,
he has
in special teams.
Really?
Yes.
How many penalties has he gotten?
That's what I see.
Right.
How many fumbles has he made on kickoff?
Well, that's the problem. He'll make a good play and then he'll have a penalty.
But where are the good plays that I'm missing?
I miss those.
There are some good plays.
And I'm not saying he didn't make any, but certainly not a lot.
No, he's not.
And certainly not above and beyond what somebody else could have done in the
exactly.
same position.
Exactly.
We all thought he wasn't going to make it last year, right? Didn't?
Well,
weren't we all,
we all thought we shouldn't have drafted him, but
yeah.
That's a separate issue.
You know.
So. All right, one final question for you guys.
Okay.
Do we really think Maroney will have a season that will warrant him remaining on the field beyond week six?
Yes.
So he'll get off to a good enough start
and then falter?
Right. In other words, we have
– no.
He's in the last year of his contract. He's quote, the number one running back. Will he get off to a season this year that he never has yet that will give us credence to say he's going to be a good – this is going to be his season?
In other words, no more committee approach. He's the number one guy for the whole 16 games.
He does enough that you say he's going to have a good season.
And then you re-sign him? Is that what you're saying?
Right. In other words, is this going to be another two 100-yard games and then an injury? Is it going to be 50-yard games for 5 weeks? Is it going to be, boom, here's the guy that Belichick has told us about for 5 years?
No, boom. I think it's a rotational thing again.
But I think he'll play late in the year, too.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's a committee
throughout the year.
I think the committee
Morris
stays
will be
intact.
Hurt, yep. And so-and-so, and that'll just be how it is.
Chances are those guys will get hurt as they have in their past careers. And
we'll see,
that stays.
We'll see exactly what we've seen in the last 3 years.
Any of them will have done anything enough to bench
Maroney. I think this is the way Bill wants it. I don't think Bill thinks the running back situation is as big a problem as a lot of other people do.
Jesus.
But he won't
wants to run Brady out of town. Wants doesn't care about his running back.
But if he had that number one guy, he would use him.
I think he's fine with it.
Exactly.
That doesn't
seem. You're running Brady out of
it.
Town to me. You better have a good running back.
Yeah. If Maroney turned out to be the stud number one go to guy that they thought
chance.
He was,
no
then he wouldn't be using the committee approach.
Exactly.
He's going to put the best guy that he feels is best for the game that game. I can't see Maroney being that guy beyond week six.
Well, why?
He hasn't proven it to me in 5 years.
But he has.
He has. 2007.
Stretches late in the year.
His best season in 2007 was at the end of the season.
And you just said, Bill's
December
going to look
into
the
playoffs.
The matchups continue to change week by week in week 7
the
through 16.
The problem last year, it was a new problem.
The fumble.
It was the fumbling.
Right.
That
yeah.
had never,
never
been
had
a problem
a, right.
before. You know?
So
and then that
the
went up
that
to
he couldn't
his
gain
head.
Yards when he ran the ball, but that's beside the point.
I was going to say, I have more of a problem with getting 2 yards on second and three than I do, you know, yes, he did fumble, what, 3 games in a row or 2 games, 3 times in 2 games. But
the red zone.
I don't see him getting re-signed. I see a late first-round pick, early second-round pick, depending on where Bill ends up picking, on a running back.
I agree.
I definitely don't see Maroney back beyond this season. I agree with you on that.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
All right, guys.
Peace out.
All right.
All right. Fred, now we just talked about the roster a little bit in case you
weren't
paying attention.
Beltre.
Did you hear how he said it the other night? That idiot from Sunday Night Baseball?
Beltre.
Adrian
Beltre.
When the Red Sox and Yankees play Sunday night games, I operate under the assumption of don't watch any because I really have no intentions of being up at 1:30 in the morning watching a regular season baseball game.
Just fall asleep like I do.
So, but if I get into the game, then I don't fall asleep.
I could fall asleep anytime.
Those games have been
What's
really
his,
bad. My sports
Keith
dying,
Hernandez
Freddy.
Fell asleep during a Mets broadcast the other day.
Well, Ken Griffey fell asleep in the middle of a game.
Yeah, and then I think I heard somewhere that Hernandez fell asleep during a broadcast or started to nod off.
The sports dying, Freddie. I have to give you your props. You're right.
Seattle Sounders.
My sports dying.
Getting it done.
You see what they did?
Sort of.
Who?
Your MLS.
He just stopped course. Listening totally to
Seattle
this show.
Sounders. They lost the game and they refunded all their season ticket holders.
All 32,000
sort
of them.
Was it an actual refund or was it a credit?
Yeah, it was a credit. It was one of those fraudulent refunds where they're still taking more of your money.
Yeah. But it's a good gesture.
Andy Hart, mad. I'd rather have something real, like either a check or a free hot dog or something.
Jay and
a check or a free hot dog.
Rather than money that goes toward another ticket, he wants a free hot dog.
What do you want a free hot dog for? 5 minutes later, it's in the toilet.
I know. You might as well just take the money and throw it down the toilet. Exactly. Save your body the trouble.
Take the middleman out.
You like that?
No, you
invented that, didn't
the you? The KM ones, whatever, the Fenway Franks that are made up by you, Paul?
Fenway?
Those are good. They don't give me issues.
Oh, good.
They're not like, we're not associated
one of,
with
one
those
of three foods on the earth. That,
not like those gridiron grillers that went right
and say that.
Jay writes in.
I like how he checks first. Now.
Remember back in the day when we were doing the gridiron grillers and we'd have the hot box out there? it was just full of.
Nothing like a hot dog and a hot sodium.
Sausages and those dogs. Oh, my God.
A good wiener in a hot box.
Jay writes in.
Are those really called hot boxes?
Whatever they were. Yeah, they're warming boxes, I guess they called, or whatever.
Well, that's foreplay.
God almighty.
Jay writes in, the article on Brady should be concerning for Patriots fans. The reason Brady got to where he is due in large part to him outworking everyone else. If you take that away, which Brady appears to admit, you have now removed one of his major strengths. Add to that diminishing skills due to age, and I feel he could really fall off, maybe not from a statistical standpoint, but from the championship level he has achieved. Something to watch closely this year.
That is true.
Fans are...
I mean, that was clearly part of what made him great. He's talented, but he worked hard.
I haven't talked to one person who said, oh, that interview wasn't that bad.
Have you talked to Stacey James, the director of media relations?
No, I haven't.
Get back to me after I have that conversation.
Dan in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here's a couple questions for you guys to argue about if you're starving for topics towards the end of the show.
It's not the end of the show yet.
Who will have more catches in 2010?
Tevin.
Torrey Holt or Rob Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski.
Who will have more catches?
Torrey Holt.
G-Force.
G-Force in the house.
I think Holt, too. Who will start more games at left tackle in 2010? We were just talking about this. Matt Light or Sebastian Vollmer?
Seabass.
See,
Matt
according
Light.
To according to
I'm gonna go Matt Light.
According to Andy,
it could either be 0 or 16.
Yeah, according to Andy, if Matt Light's on the team, he gets it by default.
I also think that Light and Vollmer are your best two.
Right.
And if Light has to play left, then Vollmer will play right.
But there is a chance
0 or 16.
There's
literally
a chance that next month they release Matt Light. I mean that's a legitimate chance.
Did you know Drew Bledsoe's hosting an event here today?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Obviously, it's tweeted.
Obviously, Paul wouldn't be here if he did.
That information was kept to me with good reason. That was kept from me.
Well, it was tweeted about.
Horrible.
Yeah, which they know. There's no way I'm going to
no way he's going to hear about it.
He's got a new line of wine out.
Is it at tastings?
Yeah. It's
what's he complaining about this time?
Yeah, he's here to promote his wine.
Literally, the tweet said, Drew Bledsoe hosting private event at Patriot Place.
Bledsoe whining in Foxborough.
Which I said, why are we tweeting out private events?
Did you tweet back to it?
Well, not tweet, but, you know.
No, emailed.
I twat to my...
Oh. He emailed in his passive-aggressive way.
Three
times
now. Is Andy Hart.
Covering the microphone doesn't prevent the sound from coming out.
Especially after I've already said it.
Will the new starting defensive end be a rotational player from 2009, such as Mike Wright or Myron Pryor, or a newcomer to the team in 2010, such as Damian Lewis, or a player yet to be acquired?
Gerard Warren.
I believe it'll be Gerard Warren.
Makes sense.
He started everywhere he's ever been. He fits the mold, fills the bill.
I'll give Wright the knees. I'll give Wright the nod in the beginning.
Fill the bill.
Now, let me ask you a question, Paul. If Matt Light were to get released, would he be a good player that was now available to another team?
Who?
Matt Light.
Be a good backup tackle for somebody.
Yeah.
We just said he can't be a backup.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be a backup.
But he could be a backup elsewhere.
I think
he can't
he'd
be a backup.
He's not a difference maker, if that's what you're wondering.
He could be to a team that is really weak on the front line.
Are you thinking of any team in particular?
Maybe the Steelers?
I think he's a serviceable offensive lineman.
Yeah.
See that. He would help. He would probably make. I don't know who the Steelers' left tackle is, but.
Is it Willie Colwyn?
Trey Essex?
Is he the right tackle?
I think he's the right tackle. He might be able to help a team like that that has really had offensive line issues.
Who will retire from professional football with more career sacks, Sean Crable or Patrick Chung?
Patrick Chung. He's already got two.
Yeah.
Who will be an ex-Patriot first, Terrence Wheatley or Ron Brace?
Terrence Wheatley.
T. Wheatley.
Mm, well, I think they're both going to go together.
I think he could be right.
Hey, girl.
Well, then it's Brace because he's alphabetically he's the first one that they call.
Good call.
It's Belichick's office.
I could see Fred going with that. No, I won. Says right here, Ron Brace, right here, first part of the sentence.
Right.
Just like he was drafted ahead of Butler.
Okay, good question. Sam writes in. Sam from Chicago.
Hey, Eric. Guy.
Eric, what are you laughing
Eric's
at over
all
there?
I'm excited over there.
No, I'm laughing
Eric,
at Andy.
What'd you do this
I'm laughing
weekend?
Laughing at Andy.
Anything good?
None of your business, Fred.
Oh, God.
Why?
I'm just teasing. I know because I knew that's what you wanted me
what
to say.
What did you do?
Not
celebrate
a lot.
Mother's Day? Nothing?
We did. Yeah, we celebrated Mother's Day.
Okay.
Did she ask for
what'd
anything?
You do?
I didn't get her anything. She didn't ask.
No, we took mom out to a nice restaurant.
Nice.
What's the status?
Providence?
No, in Lincoln, actually.
Lincoln?
Yeah. I thought Providence had great restaurants. Wasn't that the argument on
the
this
guy?
Show?
Actually, the guy who owns Luciano's
has
a satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Place down in
right?
Lincoln. Yep,
okay.
It's
now,
great.
You're not a big fan, are you? Fred?
Love it.
Of Mother's Day?
No, of Luciano's.
No, actually, the first time I went there, I was disappointed. Since I've been many times, and it's never disappointed.
Okay.
I think it's a great restaurant.
Evidently, they've signed
many
on as a sponsor.
No.
Mr. Rich Pants over
no,
there.
I,
many,
I,
many times.
Luciano's.
I actually go every night.
Luciano's is excellent.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
Yes, you have. We had one of the things there.
Okay, I was there once.
We had a lunch there, right?
Yeah. And if I recall, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Too high for my liking.
Dinner is really good there.
It's like we had like raw stuff for appetizers. Eric, can we get an update on the motorcycle riding? How's your mother doing?
They're doing fine.
I asked it even in a straightforward, honest way. I didn't say how is she doing on her hog.
You know, there's
No, you didn't, but you did the second time.
I love when he tells you how he didn't do it the
right,
first time.
Exactly.
Didn't one of them have a crash?
Yeah, my mother.
So she's back.
Up on the hog.
She's back.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, does either of them actually have a hog?
Good duck.
What?
Well, no, a hog stands for Harley Owners Group.
Right. Does either of them have a hog?
Yeah, my dad has one.
He's good, too.
He just can't help himself.
He can't.
He's just so juvenile.
It's unbelievable.
And what is your
they went riding this weekend.
A Vespa?
A buddy.
What?
It's like a
Barnum?
Vespa. No.
He's from Providence.
No, she has a buddy. We're trying to find her.
You don't have any buddies.
We're trying to find her a motorcycle that is small enough and light enough for her to handle, because when she took the class, you have to take a class to get licensed to ride a motorcycle. The smallest one they had was like 300 pounds or something, and she was on it and she rode it a little bit, but like as far as like maneuvering it and like her feet wouldn't touch the ground perfectly. So like,
why don't your dad get a sidecar?
She wants to ride her own. She wants drive it herself.
I knew that was coming.
And they don't have smaller motorcycles?
The smallest one they have is like that one.
Harleys, you mean?
Harleys.
Some of those Hondas and stuff must be smaller, right?
Yeah,
not the Rice Rockets or whatever they call those. Like the little cruisers or whatever.
They're not lightweight enough.
Why don't you get one made? Orange County Choppers.
Well, yeah, that's how
you
need. That's kind of expensive.
She's not going to be able to keep up with your dad's Harley.
No, but he'll slow down enough for her to stay in.
Yes. It could be lighter and faster. I mean, have one made.
I don't like the idea.
My dad's not like,
I don't like
one of these guys who has to go like 100 miles an hour on his motorcycle.
They scare the crap out of me, Fred. Yeah. And you used to ride.
You're
an experienced rider.
You did, too.
Ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Did you wear a helmet?
How do you not know that?
Yes.
He ran out of gas on the New Jersey toll.
Well, I was licensed in Florida. You had to. So.
Smart man.
Does your mother wear a helmet?
You have to. Well, I shouldn't say you have to, because there are a lot of people that don't. But I mean,
thinking about a helmet on a
hog. If you're safety conscious, you have to. You should. It's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's foolish.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. When I was in Florida, you didn't have to, but I did.
Good.
I had a helmet on. So
they've got all kinds too. They've got like a full helmet. They've got the 3/4 helmet. The half. They got all.
Did you ride around a motorcycle with no shirt?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
down the highway.
Hey, boss.
Oh man.
What a loser.
Oh, back in the day.
Hey, boss.
I'm surprised I'm alive.
Andy, you probably walk around.
People were saying, "Hey, look at that hog and the bike he's riding."
You go in the backyard and like, I do your yard work. You take your shirt off.
Where's my rim shot, Doc?
There's nothing.
You're slow on the uptake.
Well, back then I didn't look like I look now.
No, this has nothing to do with how guys.
nothing to
well,
do with
it
looks.
Does how
you look, don't need to know.
It does have a lot to do with how you look.
No, I obviously not would really, never though. Walk around in public without a shirt on, just walking down the street because I'm a fat, disgusting slob. But I don't care if you're chiseled.
You're looking like Andre Smith.
You
at his
look
birthday
like an
a couple
idiot.
Years ago.
Well,
yeah.
Walking down the street, I agree with
yeah,
that.
Just, yeah, just I
or
mean,
riding if, your car. You see plenty of people driving
oh,
their car with no
oh,
shirts.
Oh, God, me crazy.
Especially if you have vinyl.
It's summertime and it's hot. You have
oh,
air
yeah.
conditioning.
I'm not talking about being in your backyard
with the windows down
at a barbecue windy. With a pool or something. Right. Fine, right. Whatever. Just
even
little,
that I think is a little.
The little things that drive me.
We've reached the 120 tangent portion of the program.
If you're actually swimming, drying off, but. So there's some people that just go shirtless all day long. I think that's weird.
It irritates me.
What the
it's,
hell?
What is that?
Well, it, the minute I get home, I take
one of
the
those
pants
rules,
off.
Andy. What do you call them? Rule number 17.
You take off your pants and jacket.
I take my pants off as soon as I get home.
What do you put on?
Sometimes nothing.
Just boxers.
Boxers. Yeah.
Just wait a flipping minute. And flopping.
It's my house.
So
my house. This
my
is my house,
house. Too.
And
I wear
my house.
Why should I be comfortable?
Why do you have to have pants off to be comfortable? Shorts aren't comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, don't you have a pair of shorts that you can put on and be comfortable?
I could put shorts, but why bother? I wear boxers. I don't
see,
wear
what, is, what again, if somebody unexpectedly showed up at your door?
If the doorbell rings, I put some pants on.
Andy, you know what I do?
Then they've
Fred
left
doesn't know
at that
this
point.
He's everything
you take 10 minutes to go upstairs and put a pair of Patriot
if
shorts on.
If they can't
on,
wait
mesh.
2 seconds for me to put a pair of pants on, then screw them.
2 seconds? Your house is like...
Screw them!
Your house is like 50,000 square feet. Maybe Connor doesn't want to see you in your boxers.
He's in his too. Believe me.
Oh, maybe your wife doesn't want to see either of you in those.
What's the over-under on when Nikki leaves you? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, he's been meaning to tell us 2 years ago.
He just walks around in his boxers.
That's
like
a real
Al
reason
Bundy.
Paul had to host the barbecue.
She shows up for the summer thing, yeah.
Well, she doesn't want me dumping out the dog water in the sink anymore, the kitchen sink. She goes, I prepare food in there. You're dumping out dog water in it.
Where else
I love
what
he,
are you supposed to dump
he
it?
Buys, he
raises
it over
the back door and dump it outside.
Can't you like?
I know that's a little much, yeah. Right?
I think that's,
are you with
you know,
me?
I'm with
you.
With you
I'm with
you.
It's just water, and
that's
exactly.
A little
exactly.
It's water, it's and it's not right. Like that water sits in the sink right. Forever. Washes
you like
out.
Your dog
you let
licks
the dog
its own
lick
butt.
Us in the face. I mean,
right.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I still say she's going to leave you soon.
Well, could be.
I'm not with you on punching your hole through the door. I mean, through the bathroom door, and trying to cover it up and trying to piece it back together before the in-laws get there.
I'm also not with you on the Al Bundy attire around the house.
No, yeah. Put some shorts on. Mesh shorts are very
yeah.
comfortable.
Yeah, or sweatpants.
Very comfortable. Whatever.
Do you keep your underwear on when you put them on?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Why the layers? You're in your own house.
Layers.
I didn't
he
make
counts
the rules.
Underwear as a
right.
Layer.
It's a layer.
But this is the guy who likes to come to work unbuttoning three quarters of his shirt.
I like the cooling effect of a cotton box.
Other people don't.
On.
So then why do you Then why do you wear socks with your sandals if you're so worried about layers and cooling
good
effect?
Good point.
Comfort.
That's a great comfort. Point.
The socks you. Actually absorb sweat. It's a comfort and hygiene.
Fred
issue.
Wants to look 85. That's why.
So ridiculous.
Success.
A nice white cotton sock.
You will
in
be
the
all
summer.
Set
above
you know how
the knee.
A lot of people in the Northeast they go right down
the
floor.
Stripes at the top.
Right. You'll be all set for Coral Gables.
God. Oh, when I'm 60 years old, they're gonna 60. Show up on my door and say, "Come on, we have to go to Florida."
I thought
now,
you just turned
here's
60.
Your white patent leather shoes. Here's your golf cart. Let's go.
So Connor's a freshman now, right?
Yeah.
So I say you got 3 more years in this place, and then you're leaving us.
Maybe. What do you think, Doc?
That's not funny.
And that's when you go to Florida.
And that's
probably.
When we go to the unemployment
you have kids
line.
Yet?
Yeah, and that's when
no.
Andy,
is your
Paul,
wife
and
pregnant?
Eric.
No.
Is she ever going to be?
What else are we going to do?
You don't want kids? You don't like kids?
I love kids. Want kids. Can't do it working here.
Well, no, you go home and do the deed.
I agree. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate behavior.
Those rev games at night, I never
the office. Really?
That's true. Nobody would ever say.
Goal. All right.
Oh, actually, you don't hear that much of those.
Sam in Chicago. Boy, that was a wild.
That was a long tangent.
Thanks for the mics being on for your lunch break. Andy, thanks for the blog article for the top 10 or so rookies and the potential impact they may have. I'm sure Eric helped you with it.
No, he didn't, actually.
He didn't. Oh.
He doesn't even know who the rookies are.
And so my question is there...
Plus, Gronkowski's a tight end. Where will he line up?
My question is, if there was a similar list forecasting 2009's top 5 Patriot rookies, who were they and where are they now?
2009's top rookies?
2009 Patriot rookies?
They're still here.
Yeah. I definitely would have had Butler somewhere high.
Yep.
I would not have
Vollmer.
Had Chung because of my lust for James.
Oh, I would have had Vollmer. Oh, before the season?
Before the season? Yeah, like right now, like I did yesterday.
Oh, I thought
Butler would have been
Post.
Butler
probably would have
been my highest.
Butler would have been one for me.
Who was the other? Brace. Vollmer.
Vollmer was probably the number one postseason, but
yeah.
I wouldn't
no,
have
no,
had
no,
him.
No, 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 no.
I'm not going to be – Fred's the only one that had him up there.
Yeah, but he had Terrence Wheatley up there, too.
So. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, but you got to give him credit for the ones he gets right. Who came? You're a bad guy.
Who came after that? The top four, and then what's next?
McKenzie. We would have had McKenzie up there.
Yeah, but...
Well, really, no, not now, because he would have been hurt already.
He got hurt immediately, so...
He was hurt in rookie minicamp.
Oh, that's true. Rookie minicamp.
So I would add him lower. Who's next?
Tate.
Brandon Tate was already hurt.
So
this would have been a short list.
Yeah, it would have been a really short list.
I would have probably gone Butler-Chung.
Butler would have been one. Who's next?
Maybe Butler-Brace-Chung.
Ornberger.
I wouldn't have had him.
I wouldn't have had the long snapper because that's irrelevant.
Oh, I would have had the long snapper up high. I would have had Butler and
Ingram.
Yeah, long snapper.
That's irrelevant.
Because that's where I mean, they're going to have an impact. They're going to play. They're going to have an impact. If he sucks, you're going to be in trouble. If he's good, you'll be fine.
Thomas in Pittsburgh writes in.
Thomas.
I've been hearing a lot about how Belichick screwed the pooch on the draft from 2006 to 2008. I just think it should be mentioned that Scott Pioli was here for those and had more duties as Belichick was losing coordinators left and right. I find it interesting that we've had two of our best drafts since his departure. 2009 with better picks and more room for players. Kansas City's only meaningful contributor from the draft was their kicker, Ryan Succop.
He was Mr. Irrelevant, too.
This year is still way too early, but Eric Berry was considered their one consensus great pick with a first rounder, 2 seconds and two-thirds as ammo. I know it all stops at Belichick, but everyone talked about what would happen when Pioli left, and I think the results are pretty good. Pretty, pretty good for the Patriots.
I think they also took a cluster, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty good pick by them, too.
How do we know that this was one of our best drafts ever?
Well, 2009 was a better draft than
2006 through 2008. Right. 2008, sure.
Right. It got better.
How do we know anything about this one?
We don't know anything yet, but so far, so good.
No, they haven't played.
Right. So far, so good.
I mean, rookie minicamp, right. They looked good.
We got through it.
Everybody
was on IR.
Everybody is saying that about their draft right now. So far, so good. I mean,
well, what other
except for the Colts who lost their third-round pick.
Maybe Jacksonville.
What other people are saying about our draft is optimistic.
And they said the same thing about the 06 or 08
draft. That's irrelevant.
Wes Welker, this is still Tom from Pittsburgh. Wes Welker should start on PUP, and if there is even the smallest problem, put him on IR. He played through 2009 with that knee because of depth and ended up blowing it out. I want him back as much as the next guy, but I want him 100%. I'm actually a little irritated to hear he's been practicing with Brady so soon.
What?
Do you agree?
Well, no.
No one says
he's
practicing. Second of all, I have heard no one make the connection between his early injury and his late.
He's upset.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
I haven't heard any connection between the injury that he was playing with and the ACL. Now, that may in fact be true. We talked about it last year during the season. Knees aren't going to get better during the quarter. But as far as I know, I don't even know which knee it was.
Right. We don't even know if it's the same knee.
The one before the
Also, Thomas says, what do you think of Gerard Warren starting at right end with Pryor rotating through?
Sure.
I thought he was very good and looked athletic enough to move out to end. He also uses his hands well in batting down balls and showed great lateral movement.
Are we talking about Pryor or Warren?
I don't know.
He said Warren, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
Well, he wants Warren to start, and then he said with Pryor moving in, he thought he showed great lateral movement and has the ability to move.
I think he's talking about Pryor in that case.
Yeah,
I think Pryor and Wright will rotate through.
Yeah, sure. And I think it's important to keep Wright in particular in a limited role.
Very
I think he's much more productive, much like Jarvis Green was.
Mm-hmm.
The less he plays, the more production you get out of
right.
him.
Right. It's you know
except in Buffalo.
When Wright makes a play, it should be, was on the field? Because he should pop in so sporadically.
Yeah, and I like Mike Wright. I think
like about sporadically, well, I think rotationally.
Yeah. Yes. I just don't want to
play. You make it too little. It's sub-packages. It's Gary Guyton-like.
25, and I think you're going to see the same thing out of Guyton.
Right.
I think he's going to make more plays that you remember this year, and he's probably going to play half the amount of snaps that he played last
year. Oh, my God, he played and made a play. It should be, oh, this is where Wright's
where he starts. That's where he comes up. It's third and 10.
Right.
Here comes Mike Wright. I bet you he's going to get some pressure here.
Do we poo-poo the Mike Wright praise that, like, we poo-poo the Derek Burgess praise? The greatest game ever played by a defensive lineman?
Who said that?
He had a great game, that one game last year.
Mike Bill said that after the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
Greatest game ever played by a defensive
lineman? No, I believe
lineman.
About as good about a game good as you game can as see a defensive lineman play in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that quote.
Wow, he really takes Mondays
out. I do remember that.
I didn't say he didn't say it. I just don't remember.
I didn't say he didn't say it.
But now that Andy brings it up, I do remember it distinctly after that game.
And you guys, just so you know, trouble. If I'm the one remembering stuff,
very active game.
Because I don't remember.
Oh, I remember the game. I just don't remember Bill saying it was the best game by a defensive lineman.
Oh, I remember.
That's all.
Now you do.
I remember Wright's game in Buffalo.
I remember now that you told me.
Thomas also says, what about making Vollmer a starting swing tackle? I think he's our best.
I think he's started two spots.
What if we make Hoyer?
He's that good.
What if we make Hoyer the starting backup quarterback?
I think he's our best tackle, period, but we're still committed to Light and Kazier. Maybe. What if Vollmer did much like he did in the preseason last year and start on one side but rotated between both tackle positions? It would lower the snaps of the other two, hopefully keep them stronger and healthier toward the end of the season, where they really seem to struggle. I think Vollmer is good enough to do it, but is it unheard of?
I don't know if it's unheard of.
It's not unheard of, but I think that
if tell you what's more heard
not
of,
optimal.
Consistency, finding consistency on the offensive line.
That's
continuity.
What they all say.
And they all say it. I assume it's kind of true.
Right.
And if Vollmer's good enough, and I think we all think he is, then I think he's got to start.
Plus, if he's good enough, maximize his skill at a position. Let him settle in.
Right.
I think sure, he can do it, and he's great, and that's great versatility, but he's not playing as well as he could if he's having to do both.
Right. We got
to
do what's best for the team. Thanks, and keep up the good job, except for Paul UDB.
I agree,
Thank
Tommy.
Thank you very much.
Best email ever.
You got a problem with Tom in Pittsburgh?
I don't know
for
Tom in Pittsburgh.
Those
you
are your
sure you don't know Tom in Pittsburgh?
I don't know Tom in Pittsburgh. Do you know Tom in Pittsburgh?
No.
Chris from Toronto, I found Andy's chemistry class feature on Patriots.com very interesting. Specifically, there were some quotes included made by Vince Wilfork, which seemed to allude to bad seeds, guys not giving 100%, and a lack of competitiveness on the team last year. Certainly the trials and tribulations of this team were well documented, thanks in large part to you guys.
Well, no
but
problem.
I would have thought those issues were in large part attributable to a lack of talent, depth, and or leadership, and not to attitude or work ethic. You guys tend to have a hand on the pulse of the locker room. Is Vince simply speaking in general of being proactive in preventing these problems from arising in the future, or is he indeed referring to specific cases or individuals from last season? And by the way, Eric, in the interest of ensuring you weren't shortchanged of any potential credit, you'll be pleased to know that I double-checked that this feature was, in fact, written by Andy and Andy alone, as opposed to it being a collaboration between the two of you.
I think both.
I think
Vince was talking about last year and specifics
and
in
not
his mind,
to make it happen again.
And moving forward. Some of those specifics may or may not be here anymore.
Right.
And
AD.
Some of them are still here and need to be reined
in
and
home. Don't forget, you know, we focus on AD.
Burgess wasn't here that day either.
Well, no, we focus on AD, and we've talked about, you know, the cornerbacks and some of the defensive backs giggling after loss. Don't forget the other issue. As much as we love Randy Moss, that was a huge issue from a captain.
Right.
Whether or not it was overblown by us and other people in the media, perception was him sulking on the sideline.
Mm, that's perception, too.
Yeah.
It's all perception.
Yeah, but
from us, we don't know
that they're reading this too. This whole stuff.
Well,
so
also,
why
Joey Galloway?
As
if you're going to stick with receivers, that was an issue early in the year that could be referenced.
Right. But as a captain, why do anything that might even be perceived as
because he's Randy Moss,
you know? But
you take the good, you take the bad. Yeah. The Randy Moss.
Well, you could argue that Tom Brady's comments from a captain could be seen as, you know, unconducive to.
Especially the captain that's supposed to be the man of the people,
chemistry.
Not the franchise quarterback. I do my press conferences in my locker because I'm just one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except when it's the off season, and I'm going to be with my family, not be one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Berry has a little lesson for us about swearing. He says, as a parent, I can tell you, you are messing up when one of you slips up a swear on air. Don't emphasize it. Don't apologize. Don't laugh nervously. Don't have shock dead air. Just tell the 5-year-olds that it is a bad word or an Andy Hartism, and he should learn it. Yes, 5-year-olds. By kindergarten, they know the words because they hear the 6th graders at recess. But why are 5-year-olds listening to this show?
They shouldn't.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
We are not appropriate for 5-year-olds.
But if they do, please do not be offended.
Right. And order 1-800-494-PATS. Steal your mom's credit card.
Sean.
And then buy lunch.
Yeah, send a lunch, too, while you're at it. If you're going to go all in.
Yeah, go all in. Right.
Sean wants to rain on our parade, and he says, your conversations today are exactly why I don't get excited about draft picks. They have a 50-50 chance of making the team, along with last year's. It's the exact reason I get frustrated when I see other teams like the Jets get good free agents and play for the here and now. I'm really not that optimistic about this season. Looking at the schedule, I see 8-8 or 9-7. You know, that to me, that's really short-sighted. I mean, we talk about Ted Johnson, Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, Tom Brady.
You're absolutely right,
of all guys, that these are all draft picks.
The reason that they had their dynasty
was because they drafted very, very well, and that was the core of the team. We're all draft picks. Yeah. Yes, they supplemented them with guys like Mike Vrabel and Rodney Harrison and other guys that came in. But you look back at the nucleus of guys who won multiple rings, and a lot of those guys were draft picks. Right. A lot of them were.
Every team.
And whether free agents are 50-50,
or
too.
The Steelers.
I would argue free agents are less than 50-50.
Yeah. So
the two other dominant teams over the recent history, Colts and Steelers in the AFC, draft teams that draft well. It's a fact.
I mean, how often do we look at the top free agents within 2 years are not on the team that they signed with?
Yeah, I think that.
And Adalys Thomas is a perfect example. He was the perfect Patriot free agent.
Oh, I thought you were just going to call him the perfect.
No, he was the perfect addition, and it failed.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So it can fail.
You can make. I think you can make acquisitions for specific players, and you can be very productive doing it that way. And the Patriots have. They got Corey Dillon. They got Randy Moss, Wes Welker, and if you know Mike Vrabel, and there's been free agent signings too. Harrison and Vrabel, I already mentioned, but I think it's pretty simple to look at the draft from 2000 to 2005 and look at all the players they picked up in those drafts, and then look from 06 to 08 and see how few they got, and it's easy to see why they went from 14-2 and 18-0, I should say, and 10-6, first round out of the playoffs, 11-5 out of the playoffs. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't forget how to pick players in terms of free agency and trades and stuff like that. But you can't hit on every one of them. It's just it's impossible. No one does that.
Right. Let's see. Johnny writes in. He's from Leeds, England. What do you guys think of the Chris Johnson situation at the Titans? If we believe what Marshall Faulk tells us, that is nowhere near completion to his contract holdout. Would a situation where we offer both our 2011 first-round picks be worthwhile, and would they take it?
They would take it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they would. I don't think we would do it.
For who? I think Chris Johnson's already had his best season in the National Football League.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think that's really saying all that.
But something close to that wouldn't be bad either, though.
But someone wants to pay two number one picks for a running back?
Well, he's just saying.
Am I the only one that just doesn't think running back is all that important?
Well, I like
running back. I'm fine. Yes, I don't mind that.
I just two number ones is ridiculous. Some people say they wouldn't want to use a first round pick on a running back. And Mel Kiper has been very much outspoken. He would not draft a running back in the first round. You can get a great running back lower in the draft,
sure.
And even if you get a great one in the first, he might only be great for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's
whereas some other guy you get could be 8, 10, or 12.
That's the number one reason why I don't want to.
Well, then we should all take offensive linemen because they last the longest.
Well, that's not true. Richard Seymour's been playing a long time.
Corners
play a long time. Linebackers play a long time. Every other position plays a long time.
Running back has a very short shelf life.
Yeah.
It does.
And especially if you're good and you're getting 300 carries a year.
Yeah, and Chris Johnson's had to carry
and
the load.
And he's not that big.
Yeah, he's not.
But I think it's pretty safe bet to say he's had his best NFL season. That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it's going
to
be hard to top what he did.
But that's
buying high and selling low later.
But
that's
not the reason
I
wouldn't do it.
It's still really good. I mean,
I agree with you, Andy. He's probably not going to get 2,000 again. But if he gets 1,700, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
so you would do
good?
It for two?
No.
But I'm saying that's probably the best.
I wouldn't do it if you told me he's going to get 2,000 yards next year.
But that's my point. Even if he approaches it, it'll be for a couple years.
I think
you might get one per draft pick you give up, one 1,500-yard season. You get two of them.
Right.
That's not worth it.
No,
first-round picks are supposed to set your team up for a decade.
No, but I'm just saying I would not do it because he had his best year already.
No, but
he has peaked.
He's clearly peaked.
I don't know.
I think he probably has three or four more productive seasons left.
You're lucky if you get two 1,500-yard seasons out of him the rest of the way.
But that's...
But, see, I don't...
You could have... It may not be the numbers, but you can have just as productive in... important season to my team and not have 2,000 yards.
Well, if he doesn't have 2,000 yards, they're not nearly the team they were. He carried that team.
But I'm not. I'm over the top stubborn on this.
But what if Vince Young continues to develop?
Well, that's fine for them. They only used one first-round pick on him.
I think there's
a finite
number of...
You're asking me to give up two first-round picks to get a guy that's already peaked.
There's no way I would give two first-round picks for a running back, and I don't care who the running back is. Jim Brown, I wouldn't do it for it. No way. I think there's a finite number of rushing yards you're going to get every year. I don't care who gets them. I mean, I'm not saying there's no difference between a star running back and an also-ran, because there is. And you have Adrian Peterson. That's different than having another guy, whatever. I just don't think it's that big of a difference. If you can't throw, you can't score.
But see, it's not just about the yards. You're talking about the way a defense approaches right. your offense.
Yeah. Right. And I don't have any
you're
problem.
Seeing what is opened up for
there's
Moss
no way
and Welker
I would give a first round
G-force.
Pick for a running back. Never mind two. No way.
Also, if anyone could, is Bill the man who could make Jamarcus Russell the man?
No.
He was
no,
in college. And
only God.
Football.
Right. Well, first of all, he wasn't the man in college. He was so overrated coming out of LSU.
Stunk.
Yeah, he was awful.
He has a strong arm. He's a circus sideshow freak.
And didn't anybody read and listen to the comments that came out of Oakland after they released him? By teammates. And I'm not talking about Al Davis or some, you know, disgruntled offensive coordinator
Al
who lost his job
whatever
because
that guy's
of
name
crazy
is.
Media guy that they have.
Yeah. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about guys that played with him.
Yeah.
You know, and how he wouldn't. You know, he didn't go to meetings. He didn't study. He didn't care.
Right.
It wasn't important to him. What do you think? He just flip on a switch and right. it becomes important to him.
He's neck and neck. Ryan Leaf is the one that's
oh,
happy
yeah.
because now there's a second
there's
guy
somebody
to
worse
talk
than
about.
Him. Right.
And I think this guy is way worse than Ryan Leaf in terms of bust and all that stuff. I think that this guy was just.
Well,
just, at least Ryan Leaf was supposed to be good.
But
this
that
guy,
makes him
a lot
a bigger
of people
bust.
Thought stunk.
This guy may not be as big a bust because you shouldn't have picked him there, but there were people who had Leaf and Manning, and now you're talking about the best quarterback ever as compared to the worst quarterback ever, and they were compared at,
right,
for a time.
Right. Johnny also says, we talked about five-year-olds listening. He says, is there any chance you could give my 16-month-old son a shout-out? Noel Crowther, the biggest, littlest Pats fan in the UK.
What's up, Noel?
All right.
Hey, Noel.
Holla.
16 months
are
old.
Are you listening to the show?
I said, do that, that.
Don't infantilize the
child. I don't
know
how to shout out to a 16-month-old.
Strangely, Fred is actually communicating with him.
Want a Bubba?
De Niro said in Meet the Fockers.
I have
nipples, Fokker.
Don't infantilize the child.
Infantilize? Oh. Ivan says, I've
showing
been
him
seeing
the milk any, signal, remember?
I've been seeing and hearing a lot.
PR department's son does that. I don't want to put his name on
right?
the air. But,
no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He knows sign language, and he does that. He milks a cow when he wants a bottle.
Who's this?
Someone in the PR department's son.
Oh. All right. Ivan says, I've been seeing and hearing a lot lately about how Jamarcus Russell is a bust. Nothing new there. If Jamarcus Russell had at least an average work ethic and not ballooning up to 300 pounds, he probably wouldn't be such a bust. What do you think of all the players we selected this year, if any, will most likely be a bust? How about all the players in this draft? By the way, Paul, your solo roster report was awesome. Keep up all the good work.
Thank you.
Who on the Patriots might be a bust this year if you had a
bust material?
Draft pick?
So it has to be
year.
I'd say
first
Cunningham,
couple rounds,
maybe. If you had to pick one,
if you have to pick somebody, that
I don't
would
think
be a
he
candidate.
Will be. But if
why?
You had
he's
to pick one,
because he's a project.
Because you want a certain thing out of him.
You're projecting
you know?
Something
you're
projecting. out of that, and that doesn't mean that you think he's going to be a bust.
No, I don't.
Like, what's the worst?
But I'm playing the game.
Mm. You know, I think Spikes might be a candidate because you might just be completely underestimating the importance
right.
of his measurables.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You find out 6 months from now, you know what? He's just not fast enough to play.
Well, for me, it's simple. It's Gronkowski because I think he's going to be great. If he's not great, I'm going to say he was a bust.
Yeah. But what do you think the worst he could be is?
A bust. He has a bad back that he hits the field four times a year.
We've already established for you, Chris Johnson would be 1,500 yards. Would be a bust. We've established.
No, I
a
think
bad back would make him a bust.
Hinders him. He can't
logical.
Practice. He tries to play. He can't play.
That's
he's in,
logical.
He's out.
Aaron Hernandez could have.
Right.
Substance abuse problems
right.
throughout his career. That could be a bust. But I think
I think he could just be a bust.
I think Fred's is right. I think
Hernandez could stay as clean as can be and still just be a bust. I'm not in love with him. He's done nothing to – I didn't love his tape.
He got here for 2 days.
Now he's talking about his call.
I'm talking about the whole shtick. But even in those 2 days, he didn't jump off the field. Right?
Nobody did.
Well, contrary
G-Force
to your opinion, Gronkowski didn't
G-Force
jump off the field.
Looked as
either.
Smooth as silk.
Oh, boy.
I got to get in touch
G-Force.
With him.
James Sanders is going to
yep,
be really,
really
great.
Upset.
Yeah.
You better hope he's not
hope
still in
still
the tunnel
kick,
when we
I, yeah,
come
I hope
back.
He's kickboxing because I got to let him know.
He looks like he could kick me in the head.
Wow.
And break his foot if he did that.
That's a good point.
Let's see. Ongoing discussion about Denmark.
and the how useless
discussion.
They are.
Vanessa. Right,
oh,
from Denmark.
Hello.
Vanessa.
And
are they blonde
says,
over there?
Hey, PFW, just wanted sure. to
down
update
there?
You on Denmark. she wants to update us on Denmark. Sorry, I am a little behind.
A little behind?
I like a little behind. Somebody was going to say something. The Danes,
good tight end never hurt.
The Danes consistently beat the rest of the world in the happiness stakes. It's hard to figure. The weather is only so-so. They are heavy drinkers and smokers. Their neighbors, the Norwegians, are richer. And their other neighbor, the Swedes, are healthier. So basically, the Danes are the happiest people on earth, love to drink copious amounts of alcohol, and love Andy Hart.
Yeah, Vanessa.
Shame on you, Eric, for not knowing that Hans Christian Andersen is Danish. And for the rest of you, he wrote such beloved fairy tales as Thumbelina, the Snow Queen, the Ugly Duckling, the Little Mermaid, the Emperor's New Clothes, and the Princess in the Pea.
I don't mean to defend Eric here.
I knew Hans Christian Andersen. I didn't know he was Danish.
He wasn't on Wikipedia. So that's your barometer, though?
I didn't
he should
know
be on
Danish,
there.
But I mean, I heard Hans Christian
Is he
Andersen,
one of those people that, like, six countries try to claim?
I thought, yeah, like Holland, the Netherlands,
I don't
Belgium.
Know, like St. Patrick. There's that thing. He's Italian. He's Irish. He's this. You know, there's these people that, like,
a bunch of citizens
try to claim.
Move to Ireland.
Okay, stop. No one gives a rat's ass about him and your Italian heritage.
Leave it to the Irish to worship an Italian.
Stephen Andover also.
Vanessa, don't be afraid to send a photo. Stephen I want to see if maybe you're the best thing to come out of Denmark.
Denmark.
She's
Denmark.
Another Wikipedia says that Hans Christian Andersen is Danish.
Okay. I mean another okay. Wikipedia.
Another?
The one on him, and not Danish.
So go in and update the Denmarkian one.
Don't care that much.
Stephen Andover, or
care about anything.
Steve from Winchester, I should say.
Where can I download these Christina Aguilera videos that are supposedly causing a big ruckus?
Like her?
Pushes?
No, not really, but.
No, she is the exception that proves the rule. Like, she's skinny, blonde, big boobs, skinny. Everything should be hot, and yet no movement.
Okay.
Nope, it didn't move.
Now, Vanessa?
This video's moving, though. All right, go ahead.
Stephen Winchester, we talked about tattoos last show. The real reason Andy never got the tattoo he discussed is that when he gets out of the pool, he'd be walking through the gym swinging a sign advertising men. What? I don't get it.
You were talking about putting Mendenhall
as
a tattoo?
That's good.
Haven't written in a while. Been busy trying to pay that Jeff's Tufts jumbo tuition now that my daughter is there.
Yeah, Bose. Oh, that's it's over 50 grand a year now.
You see Jim Boyd, the former anchor at Channel 5? You don't know who Jim Boyd is.
I do.
You know who Jim Boyd is. You see that? He's retired a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He goes to Tufts. He never graduated from college, and he always promised his mother that he would graduate.
Oh.
And he's at Tufts as an undergrad. It's got to be like in his 60s.
So to fulfill it, he picks one of the most expensive places he can go. I would have gone to like a community college to fulfill my.
I don't think that's an issue.
Obligate. He's loaded. I never heard of him. Sounds like a Walton, Jim Boyd.
Channel ABC,
Night,
WCVB, Channel 5. He's, what, 30 years
he was. I thought
it
was Fred's old
an
guy.
Anchor.
Chet Curtis.
That's the. He was on the evening news. This guy was on the eye opener.
Oh, I never saw the eye.
Steve also says, on Derek Burgess, where is the downside in re-signing him to compete with Rob Ninkovich?
He'd
a year ago, Ninkovich was billed as a good backup long snapper. Now we don't even need any depth behind him at outside linebacker.
Now, that's just wrong because we billed him as the second coming of Mike Vrabel.
While not a top pass rushing threat, Burgess at least offers some level of versatility at edge coverage rush and has that critical experience in the Belichick system. The price tag for May free agents isn't usually too high.
I have no interest in Derek Burgess.
I'd rather see if Ninkovich can develop.
I don't care what the price is because there's no cap. So,
I'd rather see what the younger guys have because we already know what we're getting.
I'd rather see Jermaine Cunningham get the worst.
I just don't think he can play.
Baptism by fire you've ever seen.
Yep.
So the downside.
Derek Burgess has no short or long term potential for me.
The downside to me is that I already know he can't play. I'd rather have a guy who I don't know about yet. I know he can't play and make an impact because he didn't for 16 games.
But he did play as well as anyone's ever played that position.
Correct.
Jay demands us to answer my question, please. Would you guys trade Light and a second plus maybe something else to Buffalo for Fred Jackson? He'd be a great Patriot.
No.
And didn't they just draft a big
Light and a second?
Tackle? C.J. Spiller.
Right.
Oh,
right. No.
Tackle?
Up in Buffalo. I thought they did. Maybe not.
I don't remember.
I don't think so. They had I know they went running back, nose tackle, the first two picks.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Jolly, I think, was the nose tackle.
Maybe we were thinking that they might.
Terrell Troop?
Oh, that's him. Terrell
Johnny
Troop.
Johnny Jolly's a previous prospect.
Yeah. You know what? It all blends together for me. Like Morgan Burnett, that's the safety we like. Right?
I don't think, love
Green
him.
Bay?
Love him.
I don't think Fred Jackson, I mean, he'd be another committee member at best.
Yeah, I like Fred Jackson as a player. I think he's pretty versatile. I think he would be another committee guy. But, yeah, I'm just a second-round pick in Matt Light for another member of my running back committee? No, thanks.
And who's that? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jim in Detroit says no
Detroit!
No F-bombs,
basketball.
No yelling at each other over the issue of immigration. You guys are slipping.
I had a slight slip of the tongue.
Besides the fact that Paul sucks, you guys run spectacular shows for guys that don't get regular pass coverage. I can proudly say that I will strut my Patriots tattoo and Gronkowski, Brady's new second favorite target, welcomes his favorite jersey when New England comes to Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Nice. All right. Gronk.
We'll be looking for the Gronkowski jersey.
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't one of the brothers there?
Yeah, he plays for Detroit.
The brothers Gronk?
The brothers Gronk, yes.
And did the other one end up anywhere?
I think he's still at Arizona, no?
I
thought you told me he was still at Arizona.
No, yeah, I thought he was coming out this year. He was in the same class, but
kind of
way
stuff,
down the class.
Kind of stuff I rely on my combine guys to tell me.
He wasn't at the combine. Couldn't have sniffed the combine.
Right. Obviously.
Couldn't have gotten within 10,000 miles
of
the combine.
He might still be at Arizona.
Or he might not.
Might not. Yeah, we'll have to check on that.
So basically they have no information to add.
I'm telling you that his career at Arizona is over. If you want to stamp something as fact, that's the fact.
I'm not.
But they do know that he wasn't at the
combine. I don't have the information.
Look him up.
Francis, otherwise known as the Canadian Pats fan, I was listening to the Jerry Springer show Thursday. You guys arguing for like half an hour. I felt like screaming, Jerry, I always listen to your show and podcast at work, and people were coming in my office and going like, what the hell are you listening to? These are the most annoying people I've ever heard in my life. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, after listening to last Tuesday's podcast where I wrote in when – someone
Fred stopped
read
being
my
able
name.
To read.
You said I was from Hawkesbury, Ontario. Someone said Hawkesbury Hawks.
Yes,
I was wondering who said that and if it was just a coincidence or if that person actually knows that we have a junior hockey team called the Hawkesbury Hawks.
It was Paul, and yes, I absolutely did know that you had a junior team. A lot of members of the Northeastern hockey team have come from
the Hawks. There had to be a connection.
So it's the loser pipeline.
Yep. So they
were not the Foxborough Foxes.
Dan McGillis.
That would be a good hockey team name.
Oh, McGilly.
Gilly.
Hey.
Gilly, not McGilly.
Yeah,
Gilly.
Good player.
Good player.
we were talking about it earlier in the room.
Yeah.
What's a buck in the net?
All right, you guys done.
If
there's anything more annoying than you guys arguing about politics, it's
Canadian.
You guys. I'm a serious football analyst.
Listen, I was a bit
player.
You were called a racist just like I was and just like Eric was.
So
don't wash your hands of the whole thing.
Now that you've brought up the racist comment by one of our idiotic emailers, we have a new question. Remember your age-old question? What would you rather be called?
There's nothing I would rather be called.
A blank or a liar?
No.
Do we add the R word to that?
There's nothing that I would rather be called anything but that.
A rapist?
I'd rather be called a rapist
really?
Than a racist. Yes.
This is an interesting moral dilemma.
Although, either one, you know what? They're equal footing. Equally reprehensible.
This, a C, a P, it's the same word.
Equally reprehensible. But, and I will not call the emailer out because...
What was his name?
The emailer... it can't because he requested not to be read on air. So I will
honor request that. He not call me a racist anymore.
I did request
that.
I think Paul did request that.
You don't know me. Don't call me a racist.
John from...
I know you. Can I call you a racist?
You can.
John from...
We'll fight afterwards, though.
We'll fight, but yeah, we can.
John from Lynn says, greetings to the PFW staff of Fred, Paul, Andy, and he who must not be named. Eric, you cannot be named anymore.
Why?
Because no one ever gives you credit for doing anything.
Okay,
they don't know your name.
That's probably
according to John and Lynn, you don't get any credit, so you don't
according
get
According to who from where?
John and Lynn.
Who from where?
What?
John and Lynn.
What?
Where? I haven't written in a while. Started this email months ago.
John Inlin?
Yeah. But out of apathy and needing to work.
We know his wife's name,
right.
But where's he from?
So this is an email he started months ago but never sent. Now that the Pats, Triots, and the Colts have switched places in this bizarre world of today, why don't the Pats raid the Colts personnel department? They obviously have a great scouting department, talent evaluators. Just throw money at them. It's worked against us. How much can these guys cost anyway? Because we have Belichick. We don't need that.
Plus, the top two guys' last name is Polian.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to steal Polian from Polian.
Right. It's Chris, right? His son.
I don't know.
And he's all poised to take over and stuff.
Right. I'm sick of the Patriots being the farm system for the rest of the league's front offices. Maybe they should just hire guys old enough to not want to move on, like Tom Moore.
Why is that? Like, it's how it works.
I know, but we've had our
and so have other.
We've lost a lot of coaches, but so have a lot of other.
The Eagles and
when you're a winning organization, right. That's what happens.
It's a high price problem,
right?
I'm really looking forward to the new tight end core instead of Ben's hands like feet Watson. These are kind of random thoughts by John. Say what you like about Eric.
Nothing.
But he's better than his predecessor. He might be a pompous a-hole, but he is who he appears to be.
A pompous a-hole. That's true.
Light years ahead of his reach.
Everyone sucks but me. Where's that from?
Everyone
Brady on SNL?
Me.
Yes, that's true, right? On Saturday Night Live?
Family Guy.
Family Guy it's from, but it is Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please hit the next topic drop in early and often next time
next
immigration
topic.
Or politics in general comes up.
Immigration.
People don't want
next time immigration comes up on the show.
What happened to the Napoleon Dynamite opener? Can I hear it? You just heard it. I love the way everyone's talking about the Pats this year. They don't have a chance. Jets are better, etc.
Well, they do have a chance because we gave you the Vegas odds. And they were in the top.
Yeah, matter of fact, they had win totals out of Vegas, and the Patriots were 9.5, and the Jets are 9.5. So this whole notion that no one's given them a chance, as is wont to happen,
that's wont with an O,
is being grossly exaggerated.
I'll take the over.
I would take the over on both of those, by the way. Right now, a couple of injuries here or there before the season starts might change my opinion.
All right. Neil writes in.
What would be the worst injury for the Patriots? Can I take out a couple guys?
Okay.
Take out Brady.
Number 12.
Yeah. Yep.
Do I need to take anyone else out?
I don't think so.
Moss? Okay. Well, that's the guy I was thinking. Do I need to take him out? What would be the worst injury for the Patriots right now?
Besides those guys?
Well, yeah. I don't even know if Moss is included in the exclusions.
Vince would be a bad one.
Yeah.
Included in the exclusions?
Yeah. You saw what I did there, Eric.
I would say Vince.
I'm a wordsmith. The juxtaposition of those
Mayo
words.
Again, maybe. You know, you thought you were solid there, and now you're kind of.
Why, I got Guyton.
I think.
Oh, boy.
I think we got a lot of guys that are kind of the same.
Me too.
And interchangeable. Yeah. So
I got my answer, you know. Yeah, we saw the defense without.
Well, I was going to go James Sanders.
Oh, James
here.
Sanders, yeah.
Lee Bodden.
I think
Lee
Vince.
We've forgotten about him.
Never.
I think Vince.
Thanks to you.
Is a.
You're like my two
is a guy they don't have a replacement for. Bodden, yeah, I think that they need as many of those corners to be healthy, but. Any individual
somebody could step
game,
in, I think. And
I think
do
whether
what
it's
Bodden
or Butler out there, I don't care.
Yeah. TBC,
you know,
because you have no pass
you have
rush.
No pass
you
rush
really
at all.
Have no pass rush.
Yeah, someone's going to get the 10 sacks.
Wow, Paul thinks very little of every statistic. Someone's going to get the yards. Someone's going to get the sacks. Someone's going to get the catches underneath. What does he place importance on besides bombs?
When another team gets those stats, then it's important.
No. Quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
Vince Ferragamo.
I don't think just anybody can do what Brady does. That's for sure.
Yeah, but you've been trying to run him out of town for 3 years.
Yeah,
like you
that's
and Bill.
Exactly what I've been trying to do. All right, we're going to come to the end of our show.
All right, well, that's
going
to be
it's 3 minutes. Another hour.
That's going to be
anybody?
It for this edition
what
of
about
PFW
the injury?
In progress.
What about the injury thing that Andy brought up?
What injury?
Give us an injury.
What injury? He wasn't paying attention.
I agree. Wilford.
Okay.
I'll go Moss.
All right, we got another show coming up on
G-Force.
Thursday. You know, who knows what will happen?
I won't be here, so I bet politics.
You're not going to be here.
And a good open.
Where are you going to be, Doc?
Mississippi for a wedding.
Mississippi for a wedding. Don't get any oil on you.
Don't fall in the river.
All right. We'll see you on Thursday.
That puts the wraps on another PFW in progress.
Well, come on, guys. We gave it our best.
Wow, that was your best?
Patriots.com radio.
The best is yet to come.